Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 17th day of June, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And coming up today in the last hour, we have a documentary filmmaker who's going to be in studio with us, and I'll tell you a little bit about that coming up later in the hour. In the meantime, let me run over the important news that we'll be covering today, and there is a lot of it. The Wall Street Journal, on its Monday, June 15th edition, came out and promoted terraforming, manipulating the atmosphere to save us from the evils of global warming. And so we'll be going over that today and how that ties in with a story that is up on PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson titled, Rutgers Professor Warns Geoengineering Could Create Disasters, Global Famine. And they're having big college and government debates with the think tank scientists about manipulating the weather. And the type of weather manipulation they admit they've, quote, been testing is exactly what we've said all along for over a decade the chemtrails are. And, of course, since then, declassified documents have been released. Patents have been made public. Nobel Prize winners, it turns out, one guy in 1992 won a Nobel Prize for coming up with the idea of what we call chemtrailing. Yes, it's going on. Yes, the full aspects of it are still murky and secret. Yes, they're terraforming the planet for some unnamed reason. Now, because the public's made such a big deal about it and Hollywood films are being made about it, asking what it is, they're coming out going, oh, it's no big deal. We're just saving you from global warming. And then scientists, climatologists say, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. What you're talking about will actually heat the earth. So there's no telling what the globalists are up to. We can speculate all day long, but with this national security state doing whatever it wants, whenever it wants, who knows? Okay, I've got like five stacks of vital news. That's just two articles, Wall Street Journal and the PrisonPlanet.com story. By the way, this Wall Street Journal is an entire environment section saying global warming is real, saying we've got to accept carbon taxes and green cores and micromanagement of our lives. Wall Street Journal called me up a few weeks, wants to come spend a few days with us here in the office and do a big cover story on me. And you know what I told him? I said, I'll talk to you over the phone, but no, I don't have that time. I mean, Rupert Murdoch is on record saying he puts out propaganda saying global warming is real for the global tax. That's about as conservative as Mao Zedong and Pol Pot Liberace mixed in together. And, you know, News Corps, the folks that has Glenn Beck up there saying that the DHS report saying all veterans are terrorists is a good idea. So we'll break that down. I got a ton of other news we're going to be covering and going over today right here on the GCN radio network. Just absolutely jam-packed broadcast lined up for you on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
Hi.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I spent about 5 minutes on this yesterday. It should have been my top story, but I got sidetracked into other important news. North Korea threatening nuclear war. The rebellion against the mullahs that's going on in Iran. And there has been new developments there, so we'll be breaking that down today here during the next 4 hours. But this story should be just as big as the MIAC report and the Department of Homeland Security reports that we broke months ago that became national news. But they're not going to be, because that particular Homeland Security report focused on conservatives, so the national media could cover it and make it a left-right issue, and then most people that see themselves as identifying with the left in this country would then come out and defend secret police, secret arrest, veterans, gun owners being spied on. And then conservatives could get mad at the liberals in power instead of realizing that there are literally hundreds of other DHS reports out there that we've broken and covered and that others have broken and covered and that have never gotten attention, because they will list conservatives and liberals, libertarians, land rights activists, animal rights activists. It doesn't matter. See, they don't want you knowing everybody's being spied on and everybody's an enemy of this criminal, illegitimate, offshore banking corporate takeover of the United States. That's why this story that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com is not getting a lot of attention. Now, the ACLU has written a public letter to the White House, to the Department of Defense, but it's not getting attention. And this story is now 3 days old. Because you can't have the liberal, you know, that's his label, when really he's just a front man for a group of pirates robbing us, the latest front man, the latest person to distract and befuddle and bamboozle the public. Why, that's not a good story for the New York Times and the Washington Post, who are there to enforce the false left-right paradigm to keep us in our two little boxes, to keep us in a limited awareness of how the world really works, to keep us in a box. That doesn't sound good to have DOD documents saying all protest is an act of terrorism. Now, this is really nothing new. The Deputy Attorney General in 2003 was in the Oakland Tribune. His name was Mr. Calhoun, the Deputy Attorney General, under Mr. Lockyer. And the Deputy Attorney General said, all protest, you can go pull this up off the microfiche of the LexisNexis of the Google. I made a big deal about it. I read it on air for weeks. He said, well, the feds have advised us, and we agree with them here at the state level, that this war is fighting terrorism. And so if you protest the war, you're aiding Al-Qaeda, because Saddam is Al-Qaeda, and he has WMDs too. And so it's a form of sedition, just like Michael Savage says, puts you in jail if you protest the war. Remember him saying that? This is a talking point, a government talking point. The Deputy Attorney General said, we're going to ban all protest in California and not issue permits, turning a right into a privilege, because it's an act of terrorism to protest the war. And we've gotten countless secret documents. We got a secret document sent to our office a couple months ago that every in the Fed demonstration in the country, this was particularly, this document was on Texas. This was out of Camp Mayberry. Yes, we really have a Camp Mayberry. And no, Andy Griffin doesn't work there. A bunch of spies do. Spying on the American people, engaging in treason, the real treason. I'm not saying you're all bad at Camp Mayberry. The point is those intelligence offices are engaging in treason. Hooked into the treasonous offices at Fort Bliss and Fort Hood. And the document up on Infowars.com with phone numbers you can call. It's a real document. They get real upset when you call them. Says we're all terrorists, period, out protesting the private Federal Reserve. And it says, don't let them know, plainclothes Army intelligence, that you're with Army intelligence. They may attack you. Oh, yes. Those families and black people and white people and a cross-section of American society out there protesting the private Fed, stealing and robbing everything. And then we have this article. DOD training manual describes protest as low-level terrorism, period. Pentagon training course says engaging in First Amendment is terrorist activity. It's given to everyone in the Army. And the ACLU has written the DOD regarding its anti-terrorism and force protection annual refresher training course, which advises personnel that political protest amounts to low-level terrorism. What did the feds try to get Senator, State Senator Menace in that bill in 2004 to pass? Or that they did pass and then instantly overnight repeal in Rhode Island in 2004? Remember, it said, if you criticize the government, you will be arrested and put in prison for life. Both bills said it. And when the states got caught, Rhode Island and Washington State, the two that we learned of, I'm sure the rest had it as well. We can't keep track of all this, folks. They went in the big paper there in Providence, Rhode Island, and they went on the Providence NBC, and they went into the Oregonian, and they said, well, the feds told us to pass this. Homeland Security, you know, lobbied us to pass this bill. And it said, download music, life in a forced labor camp. It says forced labor camp, forced forest labor camp in the case of Oregon. Remember all the cases of teenage girls that write jokes about their principal on their MySpace so they get sent for 6 months to a year to a, quote, forced labor camp? That was in the news. This is already going on everywhere. They're just phasing it in right in front of everybody like it's no big deal. And the sheep, as long as you do, you can walk up to one of these sheep, this is figurative, and stab them right in the throat. And if the sheep didn't put out a bray of fear, the other sheep would go on munching their grass. It's only a big event or wing flapping, feathers flying around, squawking that will upset them. And as long as the mainstream media doesn't squawk about it, they don't care. But, you know, any little petty thing, they can get the public all afraid and their knees knocking. So there you have it. Let me give you all a news flash. I know most of my listeners understand this better than I, but for any new listeners or people you're talking to out there, the sheep out there grazing on the fruited plain, a completely ruthless group of hardcore, cold-blooded criminals have seized the country a long time ago. They've made the decision that we're going to roll over and take it, and that we're a nation of cowards, and so they're going to fully bankrupt everything and bring us into hardcore third world serfdom. Period. Period. That's the end of it. They're taking everything, including everything nailed down. They're moving now. And they're going to squeeze you till your eyeballs pop out. And they're hiring sociopaths and criminals. I have the New York Times and the AP today in front of me where Obama is hiring criminals for the youth brigades. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't make this up. You can't make the New York Times up with the Eagle Scouts training for gun confiscation and to take on the veterans and, quote, seek and destroy. Go to veterans' houses and kill you deader than a hammer. And they report it like it's no big deal. Just like they report they're hiring illegal aliens and aggravated felons to fill the ranks of the Army. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening. And they mean to have a hot revolution. They mean to get their grid in place, stage a bunch of terror attacks, start rounding people up. People are going to start shooting back. The cops are going to get real scared, and they're going to get even more vicious towards the public, and it's going to blow up big time. And the commissars are going to sit offshore, George Soros laughing the entire time. They mean to roll this country. They think they can bushwhack you. They think you're so patriotic with false patriotism that you're going to sit here and take all of this as they wrap their Soviet/Nazi banker takeover in the American flag. If I came to your door with a bucket of horse crap wrapped in a blanket and spread it out on your kitchen table and told you it was a crawfish boil, would you pile into that horse manure and start eating it? If it was wrapped in the American flag, and the answer is yes. Most Americans, if they wrapped a revolver in the American flag and told you to blow your head off, you'd do it. You better learn the difference between something wrapped in the American flag and what it symbolizes, boys and girls, because I'm not risking my life up here for nothing. What the globalists are doing, what the monopoly capitalists are doing, what the crony pirates are doing is so off the charts and so outrageous. If you'll just grow a spine, get up off your big fat asses, and I'm sorry to talk like that, but I mean, we're in red level crisis. If you'll shake yourselves out of your trance and stand up on your hind legs, I don't care if you got to knock your head into the wall to get yourself wired properly. Hit yourself with a 2x4, whatever it takes. This is tyranny. We know what it looks like. It's here. Now, I'm going to break it all down when we get back. But let me just tell the police and military something. Protesting is as American as it gets. And when you say we're terrorists, you become real terrorists.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
This is high-tech warfare.
The woman and the stallion and the wind.
It's a type of war where they encircle you with checkpoints and taxes and regulations and doctors and white lab coats interrogating your children and putting them on drugs. The type of tyranny where they bankrupt the economy so bad you've got to join the government, and the police force, or the military. The type of high-tech tyranny where they steal your very soul. It is the brave new world. Okay, let me just get into all the other big stacks of news I have. other than DOD training manual describes all protests as acts of terrorism. I mean, how do you think they get the military to start clubbing American citizens as they've done at multiple demonstrations starting back in Seattle in 99? They tell them all protest is illegal. I've got it on video. The police saying it. You know, I was sitting here this morning with probably 100 news articles, and I go through this every day, really with them, not in any order, just all of them so important. Look at this. Ticketed for parking in your own driveway, WSLS Television, NBC. Now, see, you read that article and you don't know why that's happening. That's happening because under UN law, they're going to use zoning, and including zoning inside your house now, where even if you live in a $500,000 house that's 5-6 years old, they're going to come force their way in for environmental audits, and they're going to keep raising the standards to where you're not even allowed to have air conditioning. Austin's just passed this. Just like they started the income tax at 1%. But there's an article I've got. And then over in Europe, you see the same type of tyranny. Festival says join in the fun or pay a 500 euro fine. London Guardian. If you don't come out and show support for the European Union at this European Union festival, you're given a 500 euro, $500 basically fine. So, these are the news articles. You don't take part in the EU, $500 fine. Park in your own driveway, you're going to get a parking ticket every day, $25, and then they're going to seize your car. NBC reports, like it's no big deal, police caught planting drugs on people on video. I mean, this is the type of stacks of news I have here. Obama blocks list of visitors to the White House, total secrecy. He promised nothing but transparency. Mutation of H1N1 discovered in Brazil, French news agency. Federal Reserve to be giving sweeping new powers. Washington Times. And then you read another disinformation article, LA Times. Obama to propose strict new regulation of financial industry. Well, I've read the new proposals. It's absolute, complete rulership of the entire economy, not just banking by the private offshore Federal Reserve. This is the new bank of the world. And then when you read the fine print, oh, here it is in Reuters. Obama plan would cut number of U.S. bank regulators. The average person reads the LA Times and goes, oh, look, honey, he's getting tough on the banks. I'm sorry. It's just so funny. Congress can't find out where the money went. That's real tough regulation. It's just such a scam. And they don't even get their lying straight because it says right here, Obama plan would cut number of U.S. bank regulators. Bush already almost cut them down to nothing. It's like they took the few thousand IRS corporate fraud investigators they had. And the whole thing's a fraud to begin with. It's a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. But they took them off billionaires and millionaires and put it on people making less than $20,000 a year. I mean, if you're going to have your fraud investigators and you take them completely off big corporations and big money, where they're not even able to go after people, this is on record. But then you sick the few regulators you've got on people who have absolutely nothing so that when you finally get something out of them, it amounts to nothing. Imagine a mafia where they run the prisons, the jails, and the police, and the drugs, and the prostitution, and the gambling, and then so they can squeeze the general public, they sick their police on the low-level Johns visiting their own hookers and gambling casinos. Well, that's really what it is. That's how it works. I mean, it's so evil. I mean, I'm sorry to have to laugh, but yeah, he's getting real tough on them. They can do whatever they want, anything. Oh, they'll burn a few low-level nobodies and the slaves will believe it. Until you get cynical and wake up, folks, they're going to rape you hard and me along with you. So my job's to wake you up. Get up, get on your feet now! We'll be right back, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Salts and lemon dioxide on you, exactly as you said we were already doing. I mean, it's so crazy. But I mean, what do you expect? Imagine giving a group of criminal, inbred bankers and royal families in 1947 unlimited power over the wealthiest, most militarily powerful country in the world with a bunch of hardworking, smart people. They used us to take over the planet, and now they're going to gut us. Now we're decadent, drugged out, mindless, totally spoiled, and they got us under high-tech mind control, and now they're about to bring us down to third-world status and use us as a Hessian mercenary colony. The United States is the equivalent of Seleucia Secunda's prison planet from Frank Herbert's mind, where they will take their sociopathic psycho sadist killers. That's all we'll supply now is the death forces for the New World Order, the death troops. Land of the free, home of the brave. Our daughters are now basically hooker whores. The United States has some of the worst records of giant sex trafficking of children, women, you name it. 50 million abortions. Biggest debt in history. Totally corrupt. Police nationwide robbing and stealing from people on the highways, grabbing their wallets, grabbing their watches, laughing on TV, they're going to continue it, running around selling drugs, planting drugs, tasering people to death, being worshipped by the television. And the public can't even recognize evil when they see it. A big, giant, rotten, dead horse in the sun, bloated. Just about to pop, and its filthy, maggot-covered guts to spill out onto the desert floor. Sorry to have to give you that image, but that's what I basically see. Meanwhile, there is a giant remnant. Well, I'd even say 30% of the country is hardworking, upright, intelligent, decent. And we are seen as the cancer. We are seen as the terrorist. We're seen as evil because we can find countries on maps. We know the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We know the separation of powers. We understand jurisprudence and rule of law. We are evil. We believe that we have rights. And listen, we are evil, ladies and gentlemen, to them. If you could be teleported back 1,200 years ago to the peak of the Aztec Empire, in Mexico City, where Mexico City is today, and you could be there on a solar or lunar eclipse as they were sacrificing tens of thousands of people in a single day, hundreds of altars going 24 hours a day, cutting people's hearts out as fast as they could, and individuals willingly wanting to have their hearts ripped out, willingly under mass mind control, believing they had to do it to make the universe not die, to make the gods not wake up, and this dream, this matrix reality end. If you were teleported back 1,200 years ago to any of the sacrificial cities, to Chichen Itza, to Tulum, to any of them, you would be insane and you would be a terrorist. There with the smoke-filled sky and the priest in their headdresses holding the hearts up to the sun one after the other as fast as they could, cutting through the rib cage with obsidian knives. Blasted out of their gourd on hallucinogenic mushrooms and liquors. And dead bodies rolling down the steps and being gutted and being hung and being sold then in the market, the main priest class funding the tax. Their tax was flesh. Talk about Hellraiser. Their tax was blood. And then the meat was sold in the markets. They would kick most of the bodies down one ring of steps, but others were thrown down other steps to the poor women and children. That was the welfare. This is on record. This is not denied. They had one side of the pyramid would be for the welfare people, and they would get a limited amount of succulent long ham. The favorites, of course, were children. Succulent, plump, and delicious. Now, if you were to be beamed back, teleported back 1,200 years ago, or even 600, before Cortez arrived and thought he'd found hell, and according to the anthropologist and the archaeologist, they think Cortez is the bad guy. I'm not saying they were angels, but my God, compared to the Aztecs dominating Mayan and Mesoamerican society, I'll go with Cortez. But you teleport yourself back to that society, and if you tried to walk up and speak through a interpreter, if you tried to speak through some newfangled computer and you could speak to them with an instant translator and say, you're crazy, don't cut your children's hearts out, don't eat fellow human beings. The sun is a gaseous star that we orbit, and it's not alive, and a snake god's not eating it when there's an eclipse. That's the moon's shadow going in front of it. That's the moon aligning with it. Don't do it. They would say you were insane, and they would grab you. And to them, you would be insane, and they would drag you away to have your heart cut out. And you'd be on somebody's dinner table hours later. To the Nazis, if you thought it wasn't right to grab retarded children and euthanize them and forced abortions of people that you thought didn't have good genetics, or the murder of Jews or gypsies or the forced labor camps for the Polish people, if you thought it was wrong to go into Russian towns they'd taken, the Russians at first didn't like Stalin. They were greeting the Nazis like they were liberators until a few hours later when their town elders were taken and killed and the people were shipped off on railway lines to forced labor. Then the news spread by the few survivors to the town a few miles away that the Germans were coming and they were ready to join the Red Army. But to the Nazis, you were insane if you resisted them. You know, over the years, I would criticize the Aztecs and explain these cultural differences, and I would get calls to my local TV show and the radio as well, and they'd say, how dare you be a bigot and criticize the Aztecs? That was just their culture. And I said, so right. I am bigoted towards that culture. I don't like the Nazi culture either. Are you saying theirs was just a culture? And they would stutter and say, well, that's entirely different. And I would say, really? And they'd go, oh, actually, I get your point. No, I think the clean-cut, hard-working, decent, never-tell-a-lie, strong Americana that was never perfect but better than any other nation on earth, really the flower of the Puritan idea, the flower of the people that came over in the Mayflower, I mean, that really was something special. It wasn't perfect, and it was wicked and worldly and fleshly, but it was the best that human society ever developed, and I call that sanity compared to the Aztecs or the Nazis or the Babylonians. I call that sanity, and I choose to make that my reality. I choose to say a little baby in the womb has rights, and I think it's precious and special. I choose to think that shooting everybody else with forcible injections with a history of hurting people, and when the government's run by a bunch of eugenicists on record saying they want to kill us, I think it's a bad idea to take what they give us and to trust them. Call that insane if you want. I believe I'm more sane than you. I believe I have common sense. I believe in the ideas of the Renaissance. True liberalism. If you call tattletale squads in everybody's house, and you call everybody being regulated and taxed and watched and controlled by a bunch of parasites, if you call that liberal, well, then I'm not liberal. And if you call conservative lying about the Iraqis, setting them up with weapons, pulling the rug out from under them, going in, blowing them to kingdom come, putting Muslim extremists in power, taking women's rights away, if you call that conservative, then I'm not a conservative. See, I'm a free human being. I'm for human liberty and control of our own destiny. I believe in the species. I know my body's going to die. I know my time of consciousness is very short. And I know I live on through the species, and I love the species, and I love life itself and what we've built. And I know it's a great contest which way society's going to go. Human society is like a spoiled 14-year-old teenager who's been hanging out with bad kids, with bad 15, 16-year-olds, and who's robbed a few houses, maybe even knocked over a liquor store, and who, if we don't turn them around, will be dead or in prison in 6 months. But see, this this bad teenager doesn't just have a chance to grow up and get a job and find a wonderful woman and have children and enjoy the joys of life and responsibility. This teenager, symbolizing the species, has a chance to go to the stars. The ear has not heard, the eye has not seen, the mind has not imagined the things that God has in store for us. And they're a bunch of selfish Homo sapiens sapiens of our own species who have decided to wall off humanity, dumb humanity down, so we can be more easily managed and controlled, so we can then be culled forcibly, killed, so they and their progeny can control the future. We can't let these jealous, inbred, wicked, ruthless, cold-blooded who intermarry together, and I believe to a certain extent have created a new type of Homo sapiens sapiens, certainly a new breed of the super predator. I believe, and I know from studying sociology, psychology, history, and my heart and common sense and wisdom, that we must not allow this group of miscreant, malfunctioning, dangerous people to take to the stars. We must not let them wall off the better nature of man from the future. This is evil manifesting through our species, taking control of the evolution and development of man. And don't be so close-minded fools that listen to your government churches. When I say evolution, I mean the evolution of the helicopter, the evolution of the aircraft from Kitty Hawk to the space planes of today. Evolution of genetic engineering, evolution of hydroelectric power, evolution of the microchip from the primitive transistor tube, from the tube to the transistor, to the silicon chip, to the nanotech. That evolution that's all around you. The elite are threatened by Renaissance. I am not threatened by minds burning with enlightenment and understanding, minds exploding with a trillion ideas and dreams that we will manifest. Look at everything man dreams he is able to build. His nightmares and his greatest ecstasy. I want my progeny, and that is your progeny. We're all interrelated. That's why I can't hate a black man even though he hates me. That's why I can't hate a Mexican even though they hate me. That's why I can't join with the white supremacist in some primitive tribalism, even though I know the system is attempting on record to annihilate what we know as is the white race, because the elite openly state in their own eugenics manuals that they believe that's a threat to their domination. True eugenics isn't just to cull what they believe to be inferior. It is to cull what could challenge and rival them. These are just basic facts. Because in any journey to kill your fellow man, you end up killing yourself. And I know the history of humanity. I know I am here breathing and living today because I had ancestors that usurped and were usurped. But in the old usurping, in the old takeovers, people were incorporated into the blood, and the hybrids were born and developed. Not the clicking retardation of the inbreds who think they're the elite. But the scientific dictatorship seeks to blot out what is intelligent and good because it competes with the elite. Here I am with hundreds of articles I want to cover, and I'm off on another diatribe, I'm off on another rant, but it's important. And it deals with the nature of society in our world and what the establishment, what the social engineers, what the controllers are thinking and doing and saying. The information I am relaying to you is what they write in their most prized and important annals that are even public. And they are in a race to dumb us down, to lock us down, and to kill us so they can enjoy the spoils of the incredibly far-reaching technological systems they've already developed, that they've already walled off from us under the guise of national security and world security. And this is a debate we need to have. Not a debate on how big your biceps are, or how big your breast job is, or how cool your neighbors think you are, or how great your golf swing is. And I'm not saying any of that stuff is bad. I'm not judging you. I'm saying I know what you're thinking about. I think about it too. And I'm telling you to look past your body to your mind and your soul and to really ask what matters. You are only conscious on this plane for the flicker of a candle flame in a high wind. You are only alive in the scheme of the universe for a millisecond. And you get distracted by the things of the flesh the enemy uses to project into your mind. Remove those projections, compartmentalize it, and then open up to the wider universe. Activate your true human potential. Go to the next level. Tons of news straight ahead.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, showerhead filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
I just want to survive. I want the species to survive. And the greedy, wicked, ruthless devils running things are going to destroy our species. They are masters at telling us, oh, we're doing all this so we survive. Non-nuclear proliferation. World government to save the banking crisis. Meanwhile, they're always the ones handing out the weapon systems. They're always the ones openly trying to destroy everything. And you read the globalist weird poetry, you read the stuff written by the suicidal nihilist, the transhumanist, and it's all about how they can't wait to murder everybody, and they can't wait to merge with the machines, and they can't wait to destroy the universe if they feel like it. And it's all just frothing, demonic garbage. I mean, what would a control freak do? A control freak wants to make the decisions. So when you really read the philosophy, and I have some of their quotes in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, they say, oh, yes, we're suicidal nihilists. We want to go on willing. And so the only way for us to go on willing is to go ahead and kill ourselves and the planet at the same time. Oh, that means we really got power if we control all of history and turn the planet into nothing but a slag heap. I mean, these are university heads. These are top people. These are billionaires. This is what they're into. It's very, very sick. And you're going to figure that out one way or another. We've got to beat them. They are right out of hell. Even if you don't believe in a hell and Hellraiser-type creatures coming up out of the pit, that is being manifest by these people's minds. They are manifesting that here in the third dimension. And it's real, ladies and gentlemen. Wherever it comes from, whatever it is, pure evil is real. And it will tell me, it will tell you, it will tell us, oh, you're not allowed to make a judgment of good or evil, but then it will carry out the force of action. It will seek to dominate. It always tells you to hesitate, and there is no right and wrong. It will always try to set the morals for you, but then tell you, you have no right to make a moral judgment. It's all a mind game. I'm looking at a story right now. Print that for me. Federal program issues grenade launchers to police departments and tanks because they got to wage war against the people. I got stacks on that news. All protesting is terrorism. But the biggest issue here is, that I'm going to cover in the next hour, Federal Reserve to be given sweeping new powers. Totally lawless. Steve Watson, Infowars.net, with links to the Washington Times, Associated Press, and others reporting on it. And then the news says, oh, yes, this will stop the corrupt banks. The Federal Reserve is the holding company for the big banks. It is private. And then this lie, Obama to propose strict new regulation of financial industry, LA Times. And then you actually read it, and it says, Obama plan would cut number of U.S. bank regulators. I mean, this is just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll break down what that really means. You think the $14.8 trillion, that's a month-old number, so we should get new ones soon. It'll probably be $16 trillion. On average, that's how much it'll go up. Every few months, they give us the new numbers. It'll probably be, let me guess, I bet it's $16.3 trillion when the next number comes out in the next few weeks. You know, it was 12-something trillion, then $14.8 trillion. Might be $17 trillion. That's more than the whole GDP plus. And Northcom standing by. I mean, Northcom is standing by. If you try to stop the bankers taking everything you got, by the way, it's on CNN. They're now taking people's houses that are paid for. And if you don't leave, the police come. See, you're going to find out, folks. They want to push us into a fight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, the bankers told us last October that if we didn't give them unlimited power, there would be martial law and depression. And then they got their $14.8 trillion and growing, and things only got worse. Now they're saying that the President and the Congress are going to make the private Federal Reserve complete economic czar over every private industry, every company, your homes. The LA Times headline, bulldoze whole cities, take property, take land, it makes Mao Zedong's Great Leap Forward and Cultural Revolution look tame. That is coming up in the next segment. I'm going to break that down and what it's going to be like underneath these commissars. And hate crimes laws, no free speech, you name it. But for this segment, a little bit of the next, I like to get him up each month, and we forgot to have him on for 2 months, so he's been on the last few weeks a couple times. Marty Schachter, what a character. 1947 with his daddy, he got back from World War II. He was in the chemical corps in Japan, and they got back, and his dad pointed out there was no more real soap available made from vegetables and fruits, and it was all detergents and chemicals, and Marty had been in the chemical weapons corps, and he recognized these were chemical weapons ingredients. And what they do is they take the toxic waste left over from oil refining and other things, the distillates, and I've actually got textbooks on it, petroleum engineer textbooks somebody sent me years ago. But the point, I meant to bring that on TV and show it to folks. But the issue is they take toxic waste that's left over and they dump it in, and that's what your soap is, and it gives most people the asthma and the rest of it. Marty has had organic soap since 47, 60-plus years, 62 years, 63 years. And they got it at 85% off supermarket prices because you're not paying for all the advertising. You're not paying for Procter & Gamble. You're not paying for the distribution. It's factory direct to you. And they weren't factory direct to buyers until 5-6 years ago when Genesis got them as a sponsor. So Marty Schachter joins us now for folks to save money and not get asthma and fry their mucous membranes. But, hey, don't listen to me. Take all the vaccines, drink all the fluoride water, and don't get Calbin Pure Soap. Marty?
Oh, pleasure talking to you and your listeners, Alex. It's wonderful to know that I can offer the consumer a choice. They don't have a choice now in the supermarket. They got Procter & Gamble, Lever Brothers, and Colgate brainwashing them, giving them a false technology and false chemistry, and they don't do the jobs. We outwash them, outclean them, outprice them. There's nothing like it in the country. We're 62 years old, and we got the product, we got the quality, and we got the price.
You know, Marty, I ought to interview you one day for a full hour just about being in the chemical corps at the end of World War II into Japan. I bet you saw a lot of wild stuff.
Yes, I'm happy to share it with you. It's just all this information accrued all these years and nowhere to go with it. And, you know, we're the world's best-kept secret. Nobody knows about us.
Well, not just your sub company. I want to have you on just as a guest one day to talk about what it was like being in Japan at the end of World War II. And did they have you inspecting the Japanese chemical weapons, or what were you doing?
No, I was in charge of the depots and warehouses of all the chemical weapons of World War II that they didn't use. We're talking a million gas masks. We're talking hundreds of tons of mustard gas and all the other chemicals that were stored and locked up, and we had guard duty to protect them from any kind of sabotage. And it was there, sitting there in Japan, doing nothing but being, I don't know how the hell they got rid of it. I was there for 2 years and in charge of that.
So was this Japanese stuff or U.S. stuff that was shipped over there?
Yes.
It was Japanese?
They shipped it by boats and warehouses to stock it in Japan, preparing to use it, but they never did. They never did have being used in World War
II. Amazing. All right, let's come back and talk a few minutes about Calbin Pure Soap. The website is 5starsoap.com. You can spell out 5-star soap or put the number 5 and then starsoap.com. 5starsoap.com or calbinpuresoap.com. TheBuilderBerg.com. We have links up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com. If you forget the URL, we'll be right back with Marty Schachter.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here in just a few minutes, I'm going to do a giant news blitz. There's scores of stories I haven't even gotten to. We have a film director who I'm a big fan of. He's made Washington, You're Fired, America Under Siege, The Ripple Effect, a bunch of other films. Life on the Edge of a Bubble, Blowing the American Dream. William Lewis will be joining us in studio in the last hour today. So that is always informative. I've never had him in studio before. I've had him on the phone a few times. So we'll talk about the economy and play some clips of the film live at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers as well. We're going to start simulcasting, of course, in the last 2 hours today. Some days I do more than 2 hours, but we always do at least the last 2 hours simulcast for all the PrisonPlanet.tv members, where this radio show becomes three-dimensional and turns into a television show as well. Big news blitz coming up of key information on a host of issues in just one moment. But going back to Marty Schachter, because I distracted him and diverted him off into his days in Japan in the chemical corps at the end of World War II. Marty, continuing here. So you set up Calbin Soap when you got back from World War II in 1947 with your daddy. And it is high-quality organic or California organic certification level, one of the highest levels out there. People should call and get the tester tote bag. And I'm not kidding. I put Calbin Pure Soap under my arms today, on my back, on my chest, the bar soap. I wash my hair in the shampoo. And sometimes I run out and forget to call, and I use some other stuff, and it just leaves your hair dry and weird, the detergent stuff. I'm addicted to Calbin Pure Soap. And everybody keeps emailing me and making YouTube videos and calling saying, Alex, you weren't hyping how good this soap is. It really is good. So folks should just call and purchase the tote bag. Tell folks about that, Marty.
Well, one free phone call, they can end their exposure to 17,000 toxic chemicals, junk science, and household cleaning products. We would like the people at our cost, we're selling a 1 to 2 month supply of pure soap. We're talking laundry soap, bath soap, hair soap, and dish soap. They'll do 100 jobs. It's $20 plus shipping by United Parcel and guaranteed to your door. And you'll say, and I hear this endlessly, where have you been all my life? And we're here to service you, to guarantee you. And which is the most important thing is that satisfaction guaranteed or double your dirt back.
Well, you got month supplies, year supplies. Folks get that 85% discount. But I suggest that they buy the tote bag for, what is it, $20 in shipping because it's at cost for you. It's so people can test out your different 60-plus-year-old family secret products with the cherry essence, the almond oil, the citrus, all of it. No animal, no petrochemicals. I'm sorry. Nothing to give you asthma. I know you enjoy it. Marty, fire out the toll-free number for folks.
1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. We're sitting here waiting your call. My daughter's here. My son's here. We're a family company. We're not a corporation. We're a family partnership. We will take care of you, guaranteed.
Well, I tell you the way I know it's good stuff is it smells so good. It feels so good. And I'm the type who gets in a hurry and leaves soap under my arms every month or so back in the old days, and it would hours later be burning and hurting. I don't have that problem anymore because if I forget and leave Calbin under my arms, it doesn't hurt.
When you get low, let me know.
Marty, I need more shampoo.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah, because what happens is you sent that big box in the office to send it on it and pilfered it.
Oh,
because
no.
I know I give it to them. But, send me a bunch of shampoo and the body cream.
My wife likes
that.
I'll ship it right to you.
You bet. Folks, listen up. Here's the toll-free number again. Give it to them, Marty.
1-800-340-7091. Directly to your company. We'll get your free catalog, whatever you want, send you all the costs, and not rip you off like you're being ripped off right now by Procter, Lever, and Colgate at the supermarket with no choice.
And 5starsoap.com or CalbinPureSoap.com. Thank you so much, Marty. Talk to you next month.
What about the limerick?
Oh, my gosh, I forgot the limerick. In fact, the guys during the break were saying, I wonder what today's limerick will be, and I almost forgot. Go ahead.
Ready, okay. A flea and a fly in a flu were caught. So what can they do? Said the fly, let us flee. Let us fly, said the flea. So they flew through a flaw in the flu.
Marty, they just don't make them like you anymore. You're a real treasure. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
There he goes, Marty Schachter, Calbin Pure Soap, 5starsoap.com. And if you forget the address, there's links up on Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. Okay. Okay, here are my stacks of news. How will I ever get to all this? Well, I'll do it by just being brief. So I always get caught up in one of the stories. Let me just start my engines here. And I mentioned this last hour, but let me go ahead and get into this first right now and actually break this down in detail. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. That is the proverbial freight train coming at you. Unless we arrest these bankers, unless we audit these bankers, unless we abolish these bankers, this is a fraudulent offshore crime syndicate that is engaged in a hijacking, a corporate takeover of our nation. Federal Reserve to be given sweeping new powers. Steve Watson article. The privately owned and run Federal Reserve is to be handed sweeping new powers under Obama administration proposals in a deal that will please bankers who lobbied for more Fed oversight of their activities. So this is the private banks, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and others that are Federal Reserve shareholders, saying, give our government front, the holding company, more power for us. It's a complete sleight of hand. I mean, it's so simple, but then almost so complex because the public just can't understand that. It's like, give me more power to regulate myself, which means give me more power to do whatever I want. The new rules would see the Fed given the authority to regulate any company whose activity it believes could threaten the economy and the markets. You've already seen them seize Chrysler and hand it over to foreign corporations with taxpayer money on top as a sweetener. You've already seen them seize GM and hack it up in a bunch of pieces. And then now it's a political tool domestically where you've got to give campaign money to Obama or Democratic congressmen for your dealership that's worth tens of millions in some cases to stay open. Or they steal it and give it to their friends. I mean, this is being admitted mainstream news. This is wall-to-wall mafia. And folks, why shouldn't they? The public is on Prozac and on Ritalin and on fluoride and sucking their thumbs. They want more raping. They're going to get it. The final plan, due to be released on Wednesday, today, which originally aimed to streamline and consolidate banking and securities regulation in one or two agencies, now is expected to sidestep most judicial disputes and simply impose across-the-board standards to be applied by all financial regulators, according to administration industry sources, reports the Washington Times. Now, let me stop right there. See, first with the October 3rd banker takeover bill, known as the banker bailout, it said unlimited money, you can make out of nothing, we got to pay it to you in taxes, we then have to pay interest on money we give you. Taxpayer gives them the trillions, and then we pay interest on them to the money we gave them. See, they can do anything they want, so wouldn't you come up with that scam? I take all your money, and then you pay me interest on it. Yes. That'd be like if somebody came and knocked on your door. Hey, Mr. Jones, I'd like to have you give me your $250,000 house. Okay. And then when you give me your house, you're going to pay me interest on the house. And generally, interest is double what the note is. So you're going to pay me another $250,000 for me taking your house for free. Now, that makes no sense. It doesn't compute, does it? Well, that's how this works. That's how the New World Order rolls. And if you don't like it, NORTHCOM and paramilitary police are standing by. And, folks, they don't know which end is up, just like the general public. All they know is they've been told they're on a power trip. Go out there and taser the slaves and squeeze money out of them. All they've been told is the public are a bunch of terrorists. They're going to start protesting, and all protest is terrorism. Official Pentagon. Are you starting to figure this out? So they got that unlimited power to rape, rob, and steal. No oversight, no government agency. No one can look into them. Congress passed a law saying that. Now they're about to try to get another law passed where they run everything outside of banking. And they're saying your farm, your ranch, work brigades, all the executive orders that we've read on air where they can put you in work brigades. Folks, I got the Washington Times coming up in the next segment where they admit they're hiring criminals for the youth brigades. I mean, we already knew this, but it's red level. Let me just get, for folks that don't know history, when the government starts hiring citizen armies, domestically, the police people, look out. That's bad. But when they start putting them in uniforms, look out. And then when they start hiring crooks, boy, you know you're in deep trouble. And they're going to march them out there to boss everybody around, and people are going to bust a cap in their butts, unfortunately, and then they're going to call you terrorist, and then the war's on. And they're going to have millions of out-of-work dumbasses, and I'm sorry to use that term, but that's what they are, that they're going to turn loose on you with machine guns. And it ain't going to be pretty. Because these people are going to be on power trips. They're going to be led by... Have you noticed every major police department is doubling, tripling, quadrupling, or more their SWAT teams? They're training to wage war on us up one side and down the other. I'm going to tell the police again. The country's been hijacked by offshore criminal corporations. This is all criminal on its face. You're being maneuvered into war with the American people. You're working for criminals. I'm not even saying you're bad. You don't know what you're part of, but now you've been warned. You understand this is the real deal. You're the same as Pinkerton security men in Colorado sent in to murder whole families living on land that they had legitimate claim to. You're just like the strike breakers in, you know, 1920s machine gunning people in New York. You are criminals, and you will be known as that in history. Come to the aid of the Republic now. Join us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $929.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $956.25, $478.13 for a half ounce, or $239.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $956.25, $478.13, and $239.06.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com, because you are almost out of time.
survivalistseeds.com.
Is the toll-free number to call in. Your calls are coming up on any issue you'd like to discuss. What do you think about the bankers becoming open gods? Above Congress, above the law, ruling every aspect of our lives. The Associated Press and Washington Times both reporting with a straight face. You've got to give control to them over every aspect of your life, or they won't turn the liquidity back onto the economy. But it comes out after $14.8 trillion stolen, just in the U.S. alone. They're doing it worldwide. Less money's flowing, less loans, higher interest rates, exactly as we told you. That's just money so they can hold out and wait to buy up everything. But now, if you won't sell GM, they just come take it. If you won't sell Chrysler, they just order Chrysler to hand it over. And those CEOs are globalists. They roll over. Rex Tillerson had ExxonMobil, wouldn't call for a global carbon tax. David Rockefeller went to the shareholder meeting and said, I own this company. You come out and say it's real or you're fired. And Rex Tillerson the next day said, I want a global tax. New York Times, it's real. Terraform the planet. Chemtrail us. They told Rupert Murdoch to come out and say it was real. The Wall Street Journal says the earth's heating up. You better pay a tax to Al Gore or you're going to die. The Pentagon specializes in taking over countries. It works for the Bank of England, the owner of the Federal Reserve, on record. Thomas Barnett, Naval War College expert, goes on TV on C-SPAN and brags they work for Wall Street. The Pentagon, the military, the Marine Corps, it isn't our military. It isn't our government. Is that an indictment of everybody in it? No. But the facts are the facts. It is an illegitimate, hijacked, criminal government, period. Circling the people with police departments being taken over by the feds and the military. The police being hyped up and told to go after the public. That's why they're doing this. So the public starts hating the police. So the police start hating the public. So the battle lines are drawn. So the globalists can carry out their looting. The Pentagon and the CIA have done this to hundreds of third world countries, some countries over and over again. This is their specialty. This is their MO. This is what they do. But they're taking special care of bringing the U.S. down. They've taken their time. They've put in the grids. They've built the prisons. They've built the FEMA camps. They've brainwashed the public. They've turned the people against each other. The new talking point must be to tattle on your neighbor. I was flipping through talk radio this morning, and on half the channels, it was spy and tattle on your neighbor for this reason, for that reason. Public service announcements, CIA ads, recruiting domestic CIA ops. I mean, they're converting the whole economy into a giant gulag owned by the private interest. And then they're going to feed everything through that, and all the yuppies and scum are going to grovel and join the tyranny, thinking that's the new business. The ski mask enforcers, the prisons, the surveillance is one half the equation. The other half is the green revolution, the land grabbing. And what's that backed up with, the New York Times reports today? Criminals. I'm going to read it in the next segment. Criminals. The little bastards coming to your door, coming to your ranch, your farm, are going to be criminals. And you're going to let them in under the animal ID and premises ID, and they're going to inspect and boss you and do whatever they want. And if you don't, coming right over the hill are going to be armed police. Hell, they're even arming these Secure Corps people. Imagine low-grade, paint chip-eating, fluoride-head morons who couldn't have a job at McDonald's, who are criminals. They're going to be sitting there having their way with you, and your daughter's going to bring them home in their little uniforms and make you kiss up to them, and you'll be scared to tell your daughter you don't want them dating them. I'm telling you, you want bondage? You're going to get it. And the globalists can set up their white slave trading to an even greater level here in the U.S., and nobody will be able to stop them. They're only scared that as they do this, you'll start fighting back. And we will fight back, and we will beat you. You think you're going to carry out a Pol Pot, a Mao Zedong, a Lenin, a Stalin, a Hitler? No, we're not going to put up with it. We know you're criminals. We're going to call you out. Period. This is real radio. This is real issues. This is what's going on. I'll finish up with the Federal Reserve, get into all the youth brigades just openly being announced. right here on the GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv, for the websites. Transmission continues. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison.
Yeah, federal and state courts have been ruling for years that the state owns your children. We've read those rulings on air.
But that train,
the social worker textbooks say it too.
On down the San Antonio.
We let the government get away from us. Then we let it get arrogant and spoiled and filthy rich. Now it's completely openly criminal, and believe nobody's going to stop them. In fact, these criminals don't even care if they get stopped. They're just stealing money and leaving the country, most of them. It's like robbing a bank. They're just taking the risk. And they're all excited about it, and they celebrate how stupid the public is and how the public will put up with anything and everything. I'm just sick of it because I'm an American. I know this is a special good country. I know that's not just propaganda, it's the truth. And I had two ancestors directly on the Mayflower. I had ancestors all over the Revolutionary War, ancestors in the center of the Texas Revolution. And I love the United States, and I know we've been special. Not perfect, but very special. And the military and the FBI and the government that carries out all these crimes against our nation and violates the Bill of Rights and Constitution, you make me sick how you wrap yourselves in the flag. If you really, in your mind, think you're pro-freedom and pro-liberty, and you believe all this baloney about how you're taking our rights to fight Al-Qaeda, while your own manuals say all protesting is terrorism and veterans and gun owners are your main target, just shut up! Because I'm sick of it! Just admit you're dirtbag criminals if you're serving this and you think it's good. Now, if you're on our side, that's fine. But I want to see more from you. I want to see more leaked documents. I want to see more resistance. I want to see you go public and speak out. What happened to you? How could Americans just 50, 60 years ago charge machine gun nests to their death, fighting on foreign shores in fraudulent wars, but then when our own republic is overrun by parasites and scum, go along with it? All right, let me get into the news I was covering. The White House has announced the new powers for the Federal Reserve, that the Federal Reserve will be able to seize any company or corporation. It's basically the executive orders. In fact, I ask you guys to dig through that giant box of files. Did you find my files on executive order? I had Rob digging in there an hour ago. I meant to have this. He found it. Okay. If you read the executive orders about brigades and forced labor and all of that, it says it. Well, that's basically the implementation of this through law. Kind of like they build the FEMA camps. We describe how they're going to run, how they're going to operate, how they're going to sell them to the community as if it's a federal community assistance program. And then the exact bill of what I've reverse engineered and broken down on air for you, it gets then proposed in a piece of legislation. Kind of like after they've been spying on us for decades without warrants, they then have Congress pass a law saying they can do it without warrants. That's their in-your-face system. And then they have all these old executive orders that they've reissued under new orders, like Executive Order 10,990 allows the government to take over all modes of transportation and control of highways and seaports. Executive Order 10,995 allows the government to seize and control the communication media. And see, when you read Obama's new executive order he signed for the bird flu or any other crisis or swine flu, it just combines all these. But these are not rescinded. Executive Order 10,997 allows the government to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, minerals. Executive Order 10,998 allows the government to seize any means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks, vehicles of any kind, and total control over all highways, seaports, waterways. Executive Order 10,999 allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. Executive Order 11,000 allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision. Executive Order 11001 allows the government to take over all health, education, and welfare functions. Executive Order 11002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration of all persons. Executive Order 11003 allows the government to take over all airports, aircraft, including commercial aircraft. Executive Order 11004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, build new housing and public funds, designate areas to be abandoned and establish new locations and populations. You see that USA Today and LA Times articles of 3 days ago? Obama may bulldoze up to a fourth of U.S. cities. Back, print that again for me. I was looking for it in the stack from Monday and couldn't. Obama says cities may be destroyed. Bulldoze. Thank you. I want to get to that later. It's not enough to just mention it. I want to give them the exact headline of the living denial. This is all being implemented and beta tested. Every criminal reorganization, continuity of government, NORTHCOM takeover operation that there is being implemented right now. It's all being done right now. It's all being implemented. I'm going to go over this more next hour because we got a film crew in here making a film about it. And then meanwhile, it says the Federal Reserve will be the one that runs this. Not the White House, not Homeland Security. Above that, now with actual governmental power, not just private banking power over the money, the issuance of currency and credit, but now government power by a private offshore corporation, the Federal Reserve. I mean, the height of treason, the height of open dictatorship. This isn't just the government running a dictatorship of the tyranny of the plutocrats. This is an offshore banking consortium, combine, openly setting up a new form of government. That should be the headline at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So I know Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson are listening. I know they understand this. Give me articles on this in the written word so people can understand it with all the points I've just made. This is open 1776 against us. This is a 2009 declaration of tyranny for global corporate monopoly capitalism. Open new form of government with the bankers above Homeland Security, which is the forced reorganization arm, just like they've done in third world countries over and over again. And then you read the news, it's, oh, Federal Reserve to gain power under a plan, and it goes on to fix the economy and to take over companies and industries. Oh, with the money, they're going to loan the industries with strings attached. And then now it's been declassified that they ordered the banks to take the Federal Reserve money so the, quote, government, so the Federal Reserve would have government power over them. Here's the LA Times lying. Obama to propose strict new regulation of industry, financial industry. And then you read the truth in Reuters. Obama plan would cut number of U.S. bank regulators, just like they've gotten rid of most of the IRS investigators for rich people and sick them, the few that are left on people making less than $20,000 a year. That is sick. The Obama administration plans to call, because it's run by criminals, folks. The government is run by offshore criminals. They don't want any regulation on themselves. They're allowed to do whatever they want. And when they want to every once in a while burn somebody that doesn't play ball with them, they go burn them. And then that's also a kind of a sacrificial Judas goat for people. Sacrificial scapegoat. Sacrificial lamb. The Obama administration plans to call for the U.S. Office of Thrift Supervision to close as part of its overall financial regulation, which would also include the elimination of the federal thrift charter for banks, so any rules on them for corruption. The plan would require large, interconnected firms to draft a credible plan to self-regulate themselves for how they would unwind if they ran into severe trouble, a senior administration official told reporters on a conference call Tuesday. Now, where's my New York Times? I had it here. I can't keep track of this anymore. Ah, here it is. Found that in the stack. Here we go. Here's a whole stack of this, just on this subject. Okay. Now, listen up and listen up good. I'm explaining how all this works. They got to have enforcers for all this. And they admit they got door-to-door people knocking on doors. They run federal ads with federal money on radio, TV, and print, acting like AmeriCorps, SecureCorps, USAService.org, all these groups are government. But the organizations and the funding is private, totally illegal. And then they recruit them to private groups run by the Democratic Party and George Soros and others. And they have already got over a million hired with your money. I mean, they gave $2.5 billion to Acorn alone. And they're on power trips and they think they're saving the world and they are dangerous. Now, former AmeriCorps official says Obama removed him for doing my job. This is out of Associated Press. Gerald Walspin was removed from President Obama last week as the Inspector General for AmeriCorps and other service programs. His decision followed Walpin's investigation into the alleged misuse of federal grants by Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson, another rising star for the globalist, a former NBA star and an Obama supporter, and the nonprofit education groups he headed, which are these youth brigades. It goes on. Now, this is the New York Times. Listen and listen carefully. New York Times today. New Orleans program linked green jobs and youth development. New Orleans resident, this is a positive article. Like they have positive articles about seven-year-olds tattling on mommy for taking hot baths, and they write fake tickets on their parents that are really little data reports that are then filed. And the parents giggling in the article saying, I love my seven-year-old writing me tickets and spying on me with the school. I mean, this is the Soviet Union, but they're making it cute and funny in the New York Times. Kind of like a month ago when they reported that the Boy Scouts at age 14 are training for gun confiscation and to, quote, take on disgruntled vets and seek and destroy ops. And then it describes them with the Homeland Security SWAT teams practicing killing veterans. You can't make this up. You can't make up Department of Homeland Security and DOD saying all protest is terror. You can't make this up. Next stop, the Twilight Zone. Realize what's happening. The more you don't wake up and scream bloody murder and call on the talk radio and go to city council and call Congress, the more it encourages them. And you're like, but I'm a yuppie. They'll think I'm a kook. I've never called Congress. I've never gone to city council. You better, buddy. You better get your butt moving. You better verify the things I've said and then realize that this is a hot tyranny. This is an extermination tyranny. We've seen this over and over again. The attack profile they're launching is 100% a mass color. They're planning to kill millions of us. This is a Soviet-style operation. The bankers funded them all over the world. This is a radical reorganization, gutting out and getting rid of the middle class. And a lot of the middle class is going to try to serve it because all they do is social climb and they're going to lick boots and try to be part of it. And they're going to get their butts cold too in the third or fourth wave. This is hardcore. Now listen to me and listen carefully. Phil Taylor reports, New York Times, New Orleans resident Jordan Walters quit his sales job this year to join a youth service program that would allow him to explore a field he believes would be recession-proof, renewable energy. You make a decent amount of money in sales, but there's no longevity in a recession. And Walters, 23, who gained experience with renewable energy projects in the Conservation Corps of Greater New Orleans, the group is dedicated to helping the city recover from 2005's devastating Hurricane Katrina. See, they give the federal money to whoever they want, and then it's private groups, so the private groups get the profits and fence the money back into the criminals' hands that own these companies. Like, take David Gergen, he's got his hands in five different groups getting money. And then the government can't have any oversight or regulation because they're private. It's private armies. It's mercenaries. It goes on. There's a lot of new construction going on here, said Walters, whose experience in the group earned him a full-time job with company installing solar thermal panels. See, it all sounds reasonable. This is just their PR. If you're going to change things, New Orleans is the place to do it, and you might as well do it right. With support from the CORE Network, the City of New Orleans, and a $5.8 million grant from the U.S. Labor Department, the New Orleans CORE has developed and helped put more than 800 people between the ages of 17 and 24 to work on projects involving environmental stewardship, energy conservation, and historic restoration. This is the Green CORE, one division. It goes on. Many participants come to the program from run-ins with the law. Some have spent time in jail. The program requires participants to work 4 months with one of seven nonprofit groups at an hourly wage of $8.55 and gives AmeriCorps college scholarships worth as much as $1,250 to those who complete the program. So they're hiring the criminals to fill their ranks and make it all sound reasonable. And it placed 75% of the graduates with government employment afterwards. It's the conversion from free market to parasite government, parasite corporate government jobs, owned by private interest but funded through government. So they take from your business and give it to their environmental anti-gun corps. Now look, I got another article here. Bloomberg, Obama's volunteers find health plan harder to sell than candidate. And then it describes them going door-to-door with GPS marking whether you support Obama or not. In uniforms, red and black uniforms, knock, 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 answer my questions. Total intimidation. They're private army with government funding. But Patricia McArdle, volunteer for Barack Obama's presidential campaign, her duties and goals were clear. Now she's devoting her time to his health care plan and says she's confused and frustrated that you're being suckered with a global corporate takeover. Obama, who enlisted 13 million member grassroots army to help him win the White House, is trying to remobilize these people to build support for his proposed overhaul. The goal may prove elusive because they won't tell the idiots what they're pushing for. It's just all part of intimidation to get people used to going around in uniforms to people's doors. Because I got video and news articles where they're training them to go after your guns, folks. They're just finding out who's mentally ill out of these groups and sifting out the demons to then be promoted. The constituency's that joined forces to back Obama. The candidate disagreed over the scope of the health care overhaul, particularly whether it should create a so-called single payer system that reimburses providers through a government-run fund. And then it goes on to how they don't like knocking on doors and they aren't getting all the same love. This is the government with a 13-million-man army. They've been able to deploy a million of them. And then they got the census coming and saying it's going to be a yearly census and a monthly census and GPSing you and ordering you to answer if you own guns. On record. This is what's going on. This is what's happening. This is what's developing. I'm going to say it again. Mainstream news is reporting total, complete, private, corporate takeover. With the Federal Reserve above government, a new form of government is being founded. No one is getting this. The full magnitude, the executive orders, the NORTHCOM, how it all feeds together. We're breaking it down. Believe me, I don't want to be the only one here who gets it all. That's why this show continues to explode, because I've studied governments, covert operations, black ops, the executive orders. I can see what they're doing, and we know their attack pattern. There's no doubt anymore. It's all manifesting. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget to support us by purchasing books and videos in the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. More straight ahead.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
I used to be so
No more Mr. Nice Guy. Thank you for joining us. We're going to go live, T-minus 6 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all the listeners that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. You helped finance the TV radio studio, what we do. And then we feed the YouTube and Google videos and thousands of other video sites. From that, we appreciate all the PrisonPlanet.tv members taking the recording of the live show and putting it all over the web. And, of course, members also get all of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, shows going back for now 6 years, archived at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've upgraded PrisonPlanet.tv to Web 2.0. We're about to add a bunch of new functions in the next few months, as well as Phase 2 with that continues. Coming up in an hour in studio, we're going to have Life on the Edge of a Bubble, Blowing the American Dream with William Lewis, great filmmaker I'm a fan of. And we are selling this video, by the way, when you're on the online secure video shopping cart at Infowars.com. Be sure to pick up a copy of all his films he made, like Washington, You're Fired, and Life on the Edge of a Bubble. These are very hard-hitting, very well-produced films, but they are also good for kind of mainstream people. They're not too aggressive, too in your face. It's done in a kind of documentary Discovery Channel way that I've found to be very, very effective. So Life on the Edge of a Bubble, Blowing the American Dream. You can also call toll free to get it, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We've been carrying this for about a month since it came out, and I hadn't even plugged it yet. We've had so many things on the video bookstore there every week now that I forgot we were offering this great new film. I got a chance to see it a month or so ago before it had even come out. It's just amazing. In fact, don't let me forget to have the director tell us what clip he wants us to play live on the air, or the trailer or whatever, for Life on the Edge of a Bubble. Okay, I just covered the massively important issue, the stratospherically important issue. It's just so huge that the mainstream media is announcing, as I told you back in October 3rd, October 4th, October 5th, I said they're going to bankrupt the economy, or rather they're going to use the money they hoard to buy up banks and insurance companies, and to buy off more government. They're going to turn loose Northcom under the control of the Federal Reserve and a new bank of the world that will set interest rates, that will set currency rates, and that will regulate taxes on a planetary scale and control every major corporation and business through regulations. And now they've openly announced, and it's even worse than I thought, the legislation racing through right now about to pass. And the White House says they don't care. They're going to do it by executive order, even if it doesn't. Says anything they want, in everything, just total and absolute domination of the complete society. I want to open the phones up next hour and get your take on this. I know we have callers all over the map, and that's fine. I'm going to try to cycle through the calls as quickly as possible as soon as we start the next hour. I'm going to recap all this, and then at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to get into the latest Iran situation, a bunch of chemtrail news that's mainstream media, Wall Street Journal, how they're going to chemtrail us for our safety. I want to do that when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, though, so I can show people this Wall Street Journal article. So that is all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Genesis. I want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates. We're getting a lot of new affiliates, a lot of big standalone stations owned by smaller companies or families are picking the show up. Years ago, they didn't because, you know, this was so radical and people thought I was making this stuff up. Now it's all mainstream news what we warned of. I'm telling you the next phase, now mainstream news. And we've just got to face the fact that we really do have a criminal group in control of our society and stand up and say no. It's our only chance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented New Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for New Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We are now simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv the last 2 hours of the Monday through Friday 4-hour radio transmission live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I do want to encourage all of you to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and download the free podcast. Now over 150,000 people downloading the six-day-a-week podcast. We're here Monday through Friday and then back Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. 150,000 people subscribing to the free podcast and creating their own archives, creating their own archive pages, sharing them with friends. Please share the fact that people can listen how they want, when they want, where they want with the InfoWars.com podcast. You just go to InfoWars.com. In fact, plug InfoWars.com in on screen for people where it says Alex Jones Radio Show. And when you go to that page and click on it, it's the tab there right up on top, guys, right above Obama in that photo where it says Alex Jones Radio Show. Yeah, you click on that, and it takes you to a sub page, the listen page, first link right there, and you can subscribe to the free podcast there. You can get us on Twitter, get us on Flycast, everything right there at InfoWars.com. There's also links at PrisonPlanet.com to the listen page. And 150,000 people getting the free podcast every day sounds like a lot. That is only a fraction of our AM and FM audience listenership, which is in the millions every day now. We are also number one on the audio streams at Shoutcast, number one radio talk show, and routinely number one total, even over music. And that is only a fraction of our streams that actually show up on that as well. A lot of them we have flash streams and window streams and other things that don't show up at Shoutcast.com. And by being number one in the ratings on Flycast and on Shoutcast and being very high up on Twitter, by doing all of this, new people that are perusing the front pages find us. See, I don't care about being number one on YouTube and Google just so I can say I'm number one, that all my films turn out to be number one for a week, a month, or off and on, year after year, they're number one. It's important to be number one because people go and do their viewing on Google Video and YouTube and other big video sites off the main page. What's number one? Now, the problem was Patriot videos, anti-New World Order videos, were basically always number one on YouTube and Google. So Google's gotten rid of Google Video. The old videos are there, but they say they're about to get rid of those too. Just flush millions of them out. But they first wouldn't let you see the numbers and wouldn't let you know what the numbers were unless you'd uploaded it yourself. You know, I'd see our video and say, oh, look, Fabled Enemies, 5 million views. But the public couldn't see that. We did screenshots, of course, in the control panel. Now they don't let us upload. Now they're just completely getting rid of it. YouTube, you know, 15 million views on YouTube and other channels we can count up for the Obama deception, and I haven't counted it up in a month. Being number one means all those new people see that. So what's YouTube doing? They're taking the number one videos off the front page and saying popular. And what's popular? Atheism, CPS grabbing kids and saying it's good. And if you want to be an atheist, that's your issue. But you shouldn't cheat and have YouTube say you're most popular when you're not. They'll put the amazing atheist up when he's got 100 views, and at the end of the day, he has 300,000. We can have 5 million views on a video, they never put it on the front page. And we approached YouTube about the partner thing to put ads on it so we could maybe fund our operation. And they said, no, we don't want you as a partner. So see, there's all this discrimination. Like, I have to wear a big yellow star at YouTube. I'm evil. I'm bad. You know, it's like I'm in a Nazi Germany at YouTube with them cheating us and shutting us down and revoking us. And I've got to go to federal court and file, which we did to get the YouTube channel back. Your calls and a ton of news straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the GCN Radio Network. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I got busy out there talking to Gary Franchi and William Lewis during the break and almost got late coming back into studio here. And we've got so many GCN studio feeds here that I'm having trouble pulling up my call list from Minnesota. Is it Matt, Scott, Steve, and others? Okay, great. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to your calls right now. And then I'm going to get into the controlled economy that we are going into here in this society, and more on the FEMA camps, more on this whole control grid that is unfolding. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Matt in the UK. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex, and greetings from the UK here. Just thought I'd give your listeners and yourself a bit of news in the UK. What the government's proposing in this country regarding internet too, as you mentioned quite a few months ago. What they want to do is, it states here, every family with a telephone line could be hit with a £6 a year tax to pay for the rollout of superfast broadband, the government said yesterday. What's your take on that?
Well, I'm looking at articles from all over the country. One state's proposing a 16% hike on the state income tax, another state 20, another state 30. Other states are announcing doubling of different fines and fees. So as the economy implodes, we will pay more and more taxes because it's all going to be interest to the bankers instead of even the government services. And I guess in a way that's kind of a good thing, because as everything goes to interest to the bankers, they won't have as much money for CPS to kidnap kids and police to taser people. But if you actually look at things, they're actually increasing the funding for tasering and FEMA camps and CPS grabbing kids. It's just that schools and roads and infrastructure is imploding. So, yeah, they're going to run everybody to ground. They are going to bankrupt everybody and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze until you can't afford to pay for yourself, much less children. Because the Club of Rome, the eugenicists, the UN have set on record, they want to bankrupt the world economy so everybody's so poor you can't afford to have children, and so the government can come in and get you on welfare, but then dictate, since you're on a government paycheck, that you can't have children. This is a key attack they're launching right now.
Yeah, they're also saying some top medical scientists said on the British news, I think it was last week, said if you do not vaccinate your child, and basically that they will not be allowed in the schools. Is that happening in America?
Yeah, exact same thing in Australia, Canada, the U.S., all the same globalists running it. They're saying they're going to make a mass inoculation centers and force kids now to take flu shots three times a year. Now, you can pull up the studies. Three flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. Just like you mentioned doubling cell phone taxes or 50% increase in England, the same thing was announced here. Jaron in there pulled it up in like 10 seconds. IRS mulls increasing cell phone taxes in U.S. You know, Obama promised no new taxes except on people making over $125,000 a year. That's per person, couples, $250,000. And he's raising dozens of new taxes. Google for everybody on screen right now, three flu shots doubles Alzheimer's. And the government admits it. Absolute fact. And that's why you got 25, 30-year-olds getting Alzheimer's now. But they take their shot every year, and they lose their mind, and they forget who they are, and then they quit breathing, and they die, and eugenics is served, and they're good citizens. And, yes, they're announcing forced inoculations, flu shots, saying martial law's good on the news. They're just throwing it in the slave's face. There's no end, Matt. I appreciate your call. The nightmare won't end until we wake up and say no. Scott in California. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex, I wanted to get your take on this Operation Blackjack that's been on the Telegraph UK website.
Yes, we wrote a three-part series at Infowars.net by Steve Watson. And in Operation Blackjack, the government starts staging terror attacks and blaming it on Al-Qaeda that leads into nuke attacks and world government. And then in the end, the world government wins for your own good. And they won't even say who did it or why they wrote it. And in Operation Blackjack, on the 22nd of June, terror attacks are launched. I usually don't go off things that set dates, but, and then you make your point, but I want to just fill people in. But remember the Fox TV show, Lone Gunman, a spinoff from X-Files, where 6 months before 9/11, they run an episode of a hijacked jet being flown on the World Trade Center. It's hijacked by remote control, blamed on Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, run by a group in the government, and they use a drill, a war game drill, to make NORAD stand down. Now, exactly that was done 6 months later. Then, doesn't stop there, Dean Haglund, the star of the show, shows up at my door, the star of the show, knock, knock. Dean Haglund is at my door and says, the CIA planted these stories on us. What do you make of them apples?
Well, I think it's very suspicious, and I think that those premonitions of 9/11 certainly are, you know, relevant here. And in addition to that, I just noticed this morning on Prison Planet, there's a story that talks about there's a number that's in the slideshow of Operation Blackjack on the ID card for the North American Union. And on the story that's on Prison Planet, someone has taken that number and put it into what's called a hexadecimal to string converter, taking that and interpreting it as a hexadecimal computer number, and then it converts it into actual words. and what that translates to, even though the site claims that this is a fictitious story, what that translates to is this is not simply entertainment. So that's what the numbers on there convert to.
Where are you saying that is posted?
That's on Prison Planet. That's by the author's Remix World, Wednesday, June 17th. Right, it was just this morning.
Okay, good. I missed that report. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now?
That's right.
Good. We have a new area for our great listeners, who many of you are a lot smarter than I am, to write articles, to point out bills. Last Friday, I was up here doing the show at night, and the caller called in and said, have you seen this bill where the government can kidnap your kids with no warrant federally? And there was another bill they called in, and I saw the bill, read the bill number, and then lost the number and said, can somebody write an article? I mean, so much evil's happening, we can't even keep track of it. It's writers@infowars.com. Submit articles that you want us to post, and we will post them, original articles, analysis, blurbs, writers@infowars.com, and we will start getting those up. Thank you so much. Anything else, sir?
Well, two more things just to point out in relation to this. This weekend, there's this NORTHCOM Ardent Sentry 09 happening.
They're doing a NORTHCOM takeover drill, and Homeland Security admits, with foreign governments aiding the United States when we're under terror attacks. So open foreign troop drill, and I videotaped these in the real world. This is a cyberspace. Practicing with the EU taking over the United States. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah, and it's on the same dates that this is supposed to, you know, according to the fictitious comic strip, you know, supposed to happen. That along with last weekend in New York, there was an operation called New York, You Have a Problem, where there were NYPD and FBI doing drills for nukes in New York. I don't know if you're aware of that.
And all over the U.S., you'll see in the paper, explosion. We're seeing if it was terrorist. And then a day later, it'll say, oh, it was just a drill where they blow up a real car. They're doing that to make the police feel like the terror threat's real. And so the public sees bombs going off, you know, up by Waco, they did one. They're doing them in San Antonio, Chicago. People are like, what happened? I don't know. And a day or two later, they mention in the back of the paper, oh, it was a drill. But then the rumors all start that terrorists are hitting word to word, and that creates the fear. So they're even giving us simulated terror attacks to make us submit, which I guess is a lot nicer than them staging the terror attacks of 9/11 again.
Yeah, so is your take on this that it's more of just like a psyop or a something to distract people?
You never know. I mean, why did Governor Frank Keating, why did his brother, published a year before Oklahoma City bombing, publish a book called American Jihad, and in it, a Tim McVeigh bombs the Alfred P. Murrah building. And then he dedicates the book to the Knights of the Secret Circle. Do you know what the Knights of the Secret Circle are in mainline research?
No, I don't know that one.
Knights of the Secret Circle is Knights of the Golden Circle. It's high-level Masons or Ku Klux Klan.
Wow.
So he dedicates it to the Ku Klux Klan, and then, I mean, you know, you can't make this stuff up.
No, it just seems like there's just so much premonition of all these different events. It's just very,
it's very scary. It's the enjoyment of throwing it in our face. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I should talk more about these drills. And talking about them can stop them from carrying out the next drill. So that's always important. And we have discussed that. We have posted articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the establishment, the criminals, are going to have to stage terror attacks to get their New World Order in. They need to stage terror attacks so they can lock down the people, saying they're doing it for your protection. You guys are looking up hexadecimal mathematics. Did you look up flu shot Alzheimer's connection? Maybe I missed it, but I'm going to put that on screen. Study, children who get flu vaccine have 3 times the risk of hospitalization for flu. That was out of the Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins. No. Not how it kills the kids. Parents have got to experience that for themselves. That's kind of how we get our patriot movement, is the people the enemies hurt. I try to warn them, but if they want to go ahead and hurt their kids, that's their business. I want to find the one about 3 flu shots doubles Alzheimer's. Flu shots 3 times more likely to get Alzheimer's. Just do for people, just say flu shot Alzheimer's. And then big reports. It's an absolute fact. Because they put 5 times the mercury in flu shots they do in the regular shots. And now they're saying they're going to make school kids take them three times a year. I mean, the kids won't be able to talk soon, the poor little things. And, but you don't do it. The SWAT team's there. I'll never forget in Maryland, they had police dogs, thousands of kids crying, going, I don't want it. And the judge going, it's the law, take it. And I had the state attorney on who was forcing everybody. And he goes, I don't make my kids take it. They're laughing. And he goes, yeah, there's no law, but we tell them there is. And boy, you're going to take that mercury, little kid, because the government loves you. Yeah, we're the people that gave the black men syphilis. Now take your shot. Yeah.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones, live forever, grave digger.
All right, I am continuing here.
Would you make it shallow
with your phone calls?
So I can feel.
Who's up next here? I kind of lost track in my calls, John. Stephen in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hi. My name is Stephen. I would like to represent Lower Providence, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay. I'm not sure what that means, but.
What I see is I see a lot of kids brainwashed nowadays. Kids are following dumb shit.
All right, let him go. Appreciate it. Figured you were a pothead. This is not the show for people to call in and talk like that, son. Up next is Steve in Tennessee. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good. Welcome.
I'm calling to represent firefighters for 911truth.org.
Okay, go ahead.
If we can get more and more listeners to go to that site and sign the petition, and if we can get firefighters to join the site, I think that would help things out a lot. Getting a reinvestigation of 9/11, that's one chance we might have. I created a MySpace page for them. It's myspace.com/firefightersfor911truth.org or firefightersfor911truth. And there's about 150, 200 firefighters on there now, and it's only been going for 3 weeks. So, there's some hungry people out there for justice. And
For those that don't know, there's architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, over 700 members. There's physicists for 9/11 Truth. There's pilots for 9/11 Truth, air traffic controllers for 9/11 Truth, victims' families for 9/11 Truth. We've had them on, the heads of the majority, biggest 9/11 family groups, saying the majority of them believe it's an inside job. There's military veterans for 9/11 Truth. I mean, we have the facts. We have the science. And it's real simple. Your gas-powered stove doesn't melt with those temperatures that are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of degrees higher than the hottest those buildings could burn. Those buildings were blown to kingdom come.
Exactly. Exactly. And, there's facts to galore. I mean, they have it on their sites, buildings that literally burnt for days, and they're still standing. When those buildings falling, faster than free fall, I mean, that should be a big red flag, but people just don't want to hear it. And then when you throw in firefighters for 9/11 Truth, that really grabs the attention of people. I've been surprised. I mean, there's been people I've talked to in the past that just didn't want to hear about it. And then I mentioned firefighters for 9/11 Truth, and all of a sudden they're interested. So that seems to be a good avenue on waking people up.
Absolutely. It certainly is. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, you were talking about the vaccines and how they're going to make it mandatory. And I tell you, one interesting fact on the vaccines is if you look into nanotechnology and the capabilities they have these days of inserting nano-sized chips. So that could be what's to come.
Absolutely. I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. Actually, we already have nanotech. Along the lines of Incredible Journey, where they shrink the little submarine down to the, tiny size of a grain of sand and inject it into the body. No. But most nanotech is going along the lines of biological now, where they program biological systems. I mean, what are bacteria? They start dividing. They multiply. That's a form of nanotech, a self-replicating micro machine. It's just a biological machine. So, there's a whole class, several classes of vaccines, we've had medical doctors and virologists and epidemiologists on to talk about this. There's whole classes of vaccines that, quote, cure, these are the new high-tech vaccines, cure drug addiction. And you can Google a story like new vaccine to cure cocaine addiction or to cure smoking. And what they say these do is they go in and create plaques, viruses, live viruses, go in some of these drugs and attack the brain and actually create a type of lobotomy. A lobotomy is just doing surgery to change the makeup of the brain. And they go in and they create plaques at the neuroreceptor sites in the neurons of the brain in the electrochemical areas. And then the body can't pass the drugs on, the cocaine, the heroin, the nicotine, but also your regular endorphins that your body creates naturally can't get there. So, yes, they have viruses that they can program to go in and do whatever they want to your brain. That means kill you, make you a vegetable, make you blind, make you not be able to enjoy a cigarette, make you not be able to taste the taste of chocolate. They can program them to do whatever they want.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
Best farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do.
Coming up, life on the edge of a bubble, blowing the American dream.
He ain't my friend.
With director William Lewis.
And I'll rise again.
Very important film dealing with the economy. And have we talked to William yet about what clips he wants to play coming up on the show? Because we're rapidly accelerating towards the time to have him on. Okay, good. And any clips he wants to play, too. Ask him if there's a good part he wants us to play.
Okay, fantastic. I'm continuing with your phone calls here. I want to get into some other news and recap some top stories ahead of our guest being in studio with us. Before I do that, I want to thank a couple of the sponsors. eFoodsDirect.com. And eFoodsDirect.com is the name in storable foods, non-GMO, non-hybrid. This is who I have trusted with my storable food. This is where I bought my storable food. This is what I believe the best prices are, the highest quality. This is who I use. The website is eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or again, the website, eFoodsDirect.com. We don't have to remind you that you need food to survive, and one of our great sponsors is eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming depression and all the uncertainty and the wars and the rest of it, even if there's a small chance we're going to have a serious depression, you should have storable food. And unfortunately, folks, for all of us, it's more than just a small chance. Continuing also with another one of our fine sponsors, and we're going to go back to your calls, FrontSight, FrontSight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza? The founder of the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners, and my listeners only right now. The offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of his pocket to be able to offer you this deal, and it won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at FrontSight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed even law enforcement and military standards. From FrontSight providers such as training, FrontSight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Thousands have already taken advantage of this opportunity, and you should too. Don't miss out. Go to FrontSight.com and get your free training today. Get your training and free gun today. And basically what it comes out to is you pay half price for the training and get a free gun on top of it. It's very inexpensive. And FrontSight is the name in personal defense. I mean, I heard about these people 10 years ago as the creme de la creme from police and people I know and friends I have and people in the Patriot movement. FrontSight, FrontSight.com. Or visit them by clicking the banner on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Okay. I want to move quickly through your calls now because I got some news I want to get to. Let's go ahead and talk to Colin in Texas. Colin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Alex. We love you for speaking the truth. The reason I'm calling is I've been a diabetic for 17 years, and I now realize they're putting metacresol in the insulin as a preservative. It's a known carcinogenic. It causes renal failure. It kills your lungs, your liver, attacks your central nervous system, and it equals almost half the amount of the insulin. Who makes the product? Eli Lilly, who also makes Prozac and methadone. But I was scared to speak out because I'm a legal immigrant to this country from Canada, and I was worried about my family and the repercussions of it. But they've just given all diabetics a death sentence with this product. So what are your thoughts? I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't specifically know the details of that particular additive to the drug you were talking about. But I do know that Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly shipped out over 1 million dosages of Factor VIII, a blood drug, knowing it would kill every hemophiliac and person that took it. And then that came out in court documents. MSNBC's reported even that they knowingly shipped it out knowing it would kill the people. I know that Merck, who made Vioxx, they knew was going to kill people, knew that the Gardasil HPV shot for girls was going to kill and maim a lot of people because their own trial showed that. And now we have the headlines out of the Australian newspapers and the U.S. papers. Merck planned to send out hit teams, quote, to where they live and liquidate doctors and scientists that expose them, i.e. kill. I covered that last Monday. So, yes, Big Pharma is eugenicist. And eugenicists are the same folks with the black men and syphilis, Tuskegee, the radiation of the foster kids in the 40s and 50s and 60s. That has all just intensified. The UN has been caught putting HIV in vaccines all over the world, Asia, Africa, Latin America. They've been caught, State Department Memorandum 200, ordering people
ordering third world countries that they want IMF and World Bank loans to have one-child policies and to sterilize their women. This is real. And the UN's been caught in Africa and India adding female hormones to tetanus shots that cause an autoimmune response to the hormone release, thus sterilizing the women violently. That is, they have miscarriages each time. So it effectively is a sterilization. So, yes, we know that through Big Pharma and through the water supplies that this is being done to us. We know that all of this is unfolding. We know all of this is happening. And we just have to have the will to face up to what's going on. Under socialized healthcare and government corporate kind of monopoly capitalism healthcare, they're going to call it socialist, they will force you to take the drugs and the products they want, and they are going to medicalize vitamins and minerals, already doing it, making fish oil now. They want to make it a drug and be over, not over the counter. Vitamin C, they want it to be a drug where you can't get it over the counter. This is they're shutting down the farms and ranches, animal ID, premises ID. This is a total control grid coming into place, Colin.
Yes, and the doctors are basically McDonald's orders takers. Would you like to supersize your drug size with that? Here, have some more. It'll kill you faster. You know, nobody's doing any class action lawsuits. We know that people who are dependent on insulin, 24 million diabetics in the U.S., I mean, they're all losing their kidneys and their eyesight because of this drug. It's just how it is.
Yeah, I know. That's how it is when you have Eugenics running things. I'll check into it. Send me a blurb on it, and we'll look into it, sir. God bless you. All I know is the chemical process and the molecular makeup of corn syrup destroys the pancreas, which then, in turn, causes diabetes. Vaccines are linked to diabetes by major government studies. They just hide them. I know that they're putting corn syrup in over 50,000 products. So it's not just what corn syrup is bad. Let's Google half of corn syrup has mercury. Google that. It'll be Washington Post. And then I could sit here right now Googling vaccines, autism, vaccines, diabetes, vaccines, cancer, fluoride, cancer, and you will see government reports admitting it. This is an opinion. I could Google Gardasil deaths and show you all the dead kids. In the trials, they admit it killed people. And that it doesn't even protect you from that type of cancer. There it is. Washington Post. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. January 26, almost half of tested samples of commercial. They just hit reload on the page for some reason. Let me look over here. It says almost half of tested samples of commercial high fructose corn syrup contain mercury, which also found in nearly a third of 55 popular brand name food and beverage products where HFCS is the first or second highest labeled ingredient, according to two new U.S. studies. And it goes on from there. And then they go on to say, we don't know why mercury's in here. It's not involved in manufacturing. In fact, people don't believe me right now. Let's go ahead and put another one up. Google fluoridation of water, bone cancer. Absolute fact, more than doubles bone cancer in adolescent boys. In fact, 50 years ago, bone cancer in children was like finding a leprechaun or a leprechaun riding a magical unicorn. Didn't exist. Unknown. Not found anywhere. Now, we've gone from one person out of 40-plus people with cancer, dying of cancer, to one in three dying of cancer. It's about to be one in two. Fluoride, water causes cancer. London Guardian. Boys at risk from bone tumors. Shock research reveals. Folks, they knew in the 20s it was causing bone cancer. University of Texas. But it's this toxic sterilizer. It also is a toxic. It's a wonder chemical. It attacks all the glands, all the organs of the brain. Has a calming and brain damaging effect. Look, I'm going for hours here with you. I mean, if you care about your kids, quit showering in fluoride water. Quit drinking it. But I know you can't. You're so brain damaged by it. I am too. I've been hitting it hard that you're almost unable to respond. Let me think of some other ones to pull up for people. Vaccines linked to diabetes. And you know why vaccines are linked to diabetes? because they cause an autoimmune response. That's why they cause brain damage. It isn't just the mercury. The brain swells up. The baby gets bleeding on the brain. Sometimes they have a convulsion in the hospital so the parents don't get in trouble. But if they have it in the car or normally overnight, mama comes in and the 18-month-old's just like a zombie now. You go to the hospital and they call in the police and take you to jail for hurting the baby because the CAT scan shows blood on the brain. Now, the diabolical bastards that do this, the doctor doesn't know. He's compartmentalized. They know it's even better because then they get even more federal funds with CPS grabbing a special needs brain damaged kid. Then they run up the money, drugging the kid out until they normally die by age 15. Now, they kill all the foster kids with overdrugging. They'll get them on 20, 30, 40 drugs sometimes. Oh, I can show that to you right now, WOAI investigation. Let me see. Vaccine dangers, link between diabetes. That's the NCCN. Now, let's go ahead and click on that. There's WebMD. Go ahead. Childhood vaccination, juvenile onset. And it's got all these medical doctors, PhD reports. You can read that for yourself right there, medical reports. Oh, let me think. I can just sit here and just keep throwing it at you. This isn't done by accident. This is scientific soft kill. Silent weapons for quiet wars done by design. Period. And so that's how they operate. That's how they do this. And so we'll go over some more of that. But let's continue right now with a few more of your phone calls here. Let's talk to Shadow in Pennsylvania. Shadow, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Wondering what your take is on the Senate Bill 787. The federal government wants to change jurisdiction over all waters in the United States. They're voting on it tomorrow. As a matter of fact, like I urge your listeners to call their representatives to oppose this bill.
Is that H.R.?
It's S.787.
Oh, it's a Senate bill, 787. I had seen all the legislation to fully grab all water, turn it over under UN treaties. It's kind of a de facto, instead of having the Congress ratify the law of the sea, all our ports, creeks, waterways, a puddle in your backyard, literally, where they can come take your prop. This standardizes it to then comply with law of the sea, global taxation grid. But I hadn't seen the Senate bill. That's another one of the things. But Senate bill, give me the number again. We'll pull it up.
That's Senate bill 787.
Senate bill 787. You have a subsection for me so I can pull that up.
Section 4.
Yeah, Clean Water Restoration Act, U.S. Open Congress. Thank you. Please continue with the subsection.
Section 25, the term waters of the United States means all waters subject to the ebb and flow of the tide, territorial seas, interstate, intrastate waters, and their tributaries.
All right, let me stop you and tell the guys. Guys, you want to click on read and comment on full text of bill. Click on that for me, boys. Okay, sir, give me that subsection again. What section?
25.
All right, guys, do a control left to section 25. There it is. Yep. 25, confirming what you said. Yep. And see, I can't even keep track of this. They got federal bills to kidnap any kids they want federally with no records. We can't even cover it time-wise. They got bills to seize all the water, total federal control. There it is. I was aware of it. Hadn't even covered it on air. It's just incredible. Good job. Somebody needs to write an article and send it to writers at Infowars.com. You know, I've got Kurt and Paul about to work and Steve about to work on, because they all need to do articles. Did you hear me last hour how the Federal Reserve is going to take over every industry, every business, just total godlike powers under executive orders? Caller? I guess we lost him. Sir, are you getting something or are you still there?
Is that HR?
Yeah, he's going to listen to himself on air. Let him go. Thank you so much, caller. Excellent point. And again, it's you, the listeners, sitting on hold, who bring me this information. And there it is. Right there for you. And I'd read about different bills to do this, and I'd seen the House version. That must be the Senate version of it. So there you go. I mean, just total criminal takeover at every level of society. My God. And it's not just the government. The public's turning into degenerate criminals as well, I've been noticing on average. It's just total everything unraveling, falling apart right in front of us. Let's go ahead and take another call here. The shadow certainly knew, didn't he? John in Texas. John, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, good to talk to you, Alex.
Good to talk to you.
I really enjoyed David Icke on the other day talking about the reptilian brain and the higher consciousness and stuff.
Well, people confuse that. I wasn't talking about reptoids from Alpha Centauri's. I was talking about medical fact. In fact, pull up brain physiology, Google brain anatomy. And, I'm not even Googling reptilian brain. Brain anatomy, and we'll put up on screen a map from a medical website of a brain. You've got the lower brain stem that's heart rate, the lungs, things like that. And then you've got above that the reptilian brain that's sex, desire, money, survival. And then you've got the other higher faculties of the brain. So it's a bunch of different computer systems. And we'll pull that up. We got really slow internet in here. They don't have it faster here in this part of town we live in. Sorry, caller. Go ahead.
That's all right. I'm watching you on prisonplan.tv, so I can see that as well. But I was going to say, you were in Waking Life, and I wonder if you had either experienced it yourself or looked into lucid dreaming at all as a kind of inner exploration and kind of merging your conscious and subconscious.
Yeah, what's the term? It's not like astronaut, but people that dream and call themselves dream travelers. It has a name like dream traveler. What is that?
Yeah, I can't remember. It's something not, but yeah, I can't.
Stay there. We'll talk more about it on the other side, then I'll get into the big enchilada, what the bankers are doing right now, and a lot more. And we got in studio coming up, Life in the Bubble, Blowing the American Dream. Stay with us. You don't want to miss this interview coming up in studio.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
gets distracting when you got film crews in your studio, but it's always fun. Okay, and here's just regular physiology. This is called the reptilian complex of the brain. That's what they teach in medical school. It's called the reptilian brain. And you got the limbic system and the neocortex. And then down here you got the brainstem and what it hooks into. And this is the area over the heart beating. Well, I guess people can't see me on TV pointing it out. Pull me up on screen and I'll show folks. See, right here you got the reptilian brain, limbic system, neocortex, and then down here you've got what the brainstem hooks into, the lower brain, and this is your heart rate and breathing and your blood pressure and all that type of stuff is regulated here. And this is the primitive area of the brain, which is identical in its physiology to a crocodile brain or an alligator brain. And that was my point. People thought I was endorsing what David says about other issues, which I'm not poo-pooing what he says. I just don't have any proof of it and don't cover it. And people got confused when I was saying that. But to go ahead and finish up what you were saying, caller.
I'll just see if that's after you were in Waking Life, if you ever looked into lucid dreaming or had ever experienced it yourself. It seems to me like it might be kind of like a further step in our evolution of thought.
Let's just put it this way. I keep my visions to myself. How's that Fleetwood Mac song goes? Oh, here they come again, the crystal vision. I keep my vision to myself. I mean, yeah, I've obviously had a lot of wild dreams. Most people have. When I was a kid, I sleptwalked some, and that's just between the waking and the sleeping area. And I've had a lot of dreams that have come true. And you always know it's a dream that's very intense, very upsetting. It's like you've been somewhere else. And it could be something like a house being built on a hill, and you image the house, and you have dream after dream where you're in the house. And this is a dream I had when I was like 9. And then years later, I'd always remember the dream. I see him building that very house on the hill. And it didn't click. I was like, why is that house so interesting to me? And then later that night, I was in there with a girlfriend in the neighborhood. And I'm looking out the windows that hadn't been finished yet, out onto the hills and woods, and have the realization, wow, I've had this dream so many times. And then remembered the full dream. And it wasn't deja vu. It was because I'd remembered it. It was like I had a dream one time that a guy in a green and purple shirt came out from behind a building, a cinder block building, and attacked me. And I even told people about it because it was an upsetting dream. And then sure enough, about a year later, I'm 16. We had to drive into Dallas to buy beer because the big beer stores there would sell to underage people. And I pull up, get out of the car. My buddies are parked around the back of the gas station. I'm walking with a case of beer. And from behind, it's like I went back into the dream as I was walking, see the cinder block, and I go, I've seen this before. Here comes the guy in the green and purple polo shirt and tries to mug me. And then I dealt with it. Enjoyably, of course. But the issue is that I have had dreams that have come true. But I don't really get into it on air and make a big issue out of it because, it kind of gets off into the hinterland. I have bills. I have legislation for martial law. I know this is going on. I know this is happening. And so I have the black and white, so I cover what I can prove. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, sure.
Good to hear from you, my friend. Yes, I am in the film Waking Life, because Rick Linklater lives in town and is a fan of the show, and I'm in Scanner Darkly. And I consulted on that film. People are always emailing me going, it has secret Masonic symbolism. It's not secret when they're wearing all-seeing eyes on their shirts. The whole point is they were wanting to expose the New World Order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3,
In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wow, last 3 hours went by quickly. We're going to have open phones again today in the fourth hour, coming up at 1-800-259-9231. Bunch of news I'm going to finish up getting to as well, because my good friend William Lewis, who I feel like I know so well over the phone all these years, I finally met him in person. I remember back in like 1998, 99, 2000, he made an audio CD, great music, with little outtakes of myself. I think he called it Police State. And he's made a bunch of films since then, like In Plain Sight, Ripple Effect. He's made films like Washed and You're Fired, and of course, Life on the Edge of the Bubble, Blowing the American Dream, the newest film and some of his best work, available at Infowars.com, I would add. Great film to give somebody to explain to what's happening with this bubble economy and how the bankers, I love this cover. Look at how Greenspan's like this giant above the city and creating all the different types of economic bubbles. And so they control the bubble. It's like the greatest form of insider trading, because they control it as it goes up, and they control it as it goes down. So we're glad to be carrying this in the Infowars.com store, or folks can call 888-253-3139 to get it. And you guys are here to interview me about your – well, can you talk about what your new film is yet? You're making a concentration camp film, so we'll talk about that later. And you got some really exciting stuff you're doing. And so I'm honored to be interviewed for the film. And can we talk about your illustrious travel mate here, the Gary Franchi of Restore the Republic and Lone Lantern Society, and so he's here as well. Okay, Mr. Lewis, good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Okay, tell me about this film, Life on the Edge of Der Bubble.
This is, you know, there's so many films out there on the Federal Reserve and on money and all the various aspects of the economy. We wanted to make one that was a little bit different. We didn't want to follow that same pattern. We wanted to show Americans that this is really nothing new at all. Starting in, like the year after we signed the Constitution, we had our first bubble. We had one in 1819, 1837, 1857. 1873, 1893.
Speculative bubbles.
Literally almost every 20 years. And yeah, they were all speculative bubbles based on some type of overuse of credit. And I mean, this is nothing new to the American economy. It's just that for whatever reason, the Federal Reserve, when it was introduced, managed to be able to allow the bubbles to grow larger and larger and larger. Instead of having a pop every 20 years and having a small bubble pop, now we've got a 75-year bubble that's popping, and it's global.
Well, exactly. I was going to expand. It was the same money changers out of England and Europe that ran these scams that created these fiat bubbles, and the film covers that in an excellent fashion, who now are in control of the whole planet. And instead of it being limited bubbles to certain financial sectors before, and we were an agrarian society and people didn't care because it was so limited, now these bubbles are literally have the power of a tsunami of fiat money to destroy entire societies.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't think many people look at it from this perspective, but you know, we tend to want to blame the Federal Reserve and the people who issue the credit and, you know, all the people that are kind of at the top of the bubble, shall we say. And we kind of forget that all of us participate in some degree to helping build these bubbles. whether we're flipping houses and participating to that degree, or just taking out a bank loan so that we can, you know, take the equity out of our home and cash it in and maybe fix up our home. I mean, all these are things that allows the bubble to grow, and it allows us as Americans to live beyond our means. In other words, if you only make $30,000 a year, shouldn't you only spend $30,000 a year? If you spend $50,000 or $60,000 a year consecutively, year after year after year, we're making a bubble.
So, like a drug dealer, they're getting us addicted and strung out to where we're totally under their control, and they made the drug, the credit, out of nothing.
Exactly, and this is one of the issues that I'd like to cover and tell people. The Federal Reserve that we have now is actually the third national bank. That's the third federal bank.
Yeah, this is an incredible history lesson. You've outdone yourself with life on the edge of a bubble. I know most of the listeners understand this. Your neighbors, your friends, your family don't. You need to get this film out to everybody. Available right now at InfoWars.com. William Lewis, the director, is our guest with the illustrious Gary Franchi in studio.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, life on the edge of a bubble, blowing the American dream. Let's zoom in on this with Alan Greenspan on the cover. And yes, they say you can't judge a film or book by its cover. Well, you can this one. Great cover, great film. And why don't you, again, start describing the film, and we're going to play the trailer coming up in a few minutes, and then break down for people who are out there listening, the point you were making about these different bubbles we've had in the past versus these new mega bubbles.
All right. Well, I mean, the easiest way for me to sum up exactly what the film is about is just to use an analogy. And that is, if you give a, if you give an umpire $1,000 before he makes the play, what do you call that? You call that a bribe.
Yes.
If you give $1,000 to a judge right before he renders his verdict, what do you call that? You call it a bribe.
Not anymore. They call it, here in Texas, they openly take the money stolen from the people.
Well, I would call it a bribe. And I think most people would. And
it, they call it law enforcement, boy. Some kind of Al-Qaeda.
The point is that my next example here is if you give $1,000 to a politician right before he, you know, votes on your bill, what do you call that? It's not called a bribe. They call that a campaign contribution. And I think that's what you're getting at. It's just become absolutely acceptable for the, you know, the people in Washington who are trying to leech off of and persuade others to vote on their particular legislation, whoever they work for, whatever the lobby is, whatever the situation. And we cover that, we address that quite a bit in the documentary because, you know, how can you possibly have a representative in office who truly represents the people if his campaign cost him $6.5 million on average to get reelected? You didn't contribute any of that money to his financial campaign. You can't even get in there to talk to a senator unless you've contributed.
Offshore corporations did.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, these are the people that are presenting us with the problem, and it's the corporations that really started out, as you see in the beginning of the film, about 200 or so years ago with Alexander Hamilton, who was our first Secretary of the Treasury. He decided that we needed to have a corporate system in the United States for the banking, and I forget exactly what they call it. It's, you know, the corporate, what was that called? Don't get me to lie. Watch the movie. But the point is that Alexander Hamilton, our Secretary of the Treasury, the guy who appears on the $10 bill, is responsible for setting up banking corporations in the United States for the purpose of keeping all of this money that is created through the generation of credit and issuance of credit in private hands. Take all that money out of private hands. Imagine, at the peak of our bubble, we were borrowing $1 billion a day. $1 billion a day from foreign investors to feed our credit habit. All right. The money that was being made on top of the credit, the interest that's paid back, if we were to simply funnel that back into the Treasury, back into our hands, the people's hands, who it belongs to in the first place, I don't think you'd see anybody paying taxes. You surely wouldn't see a federal deficit.
No, absolutely. This fiat money, a fractional reserve system, a lot of economists have argued if it was done right, would actually empower the people. The problem is it's always going to be abused. It's always going to be used. And the trade deficit alone is hundreds of billions of dollars a month now. And that's another form of fractional reserve manipulation. And that goes into the whole neo-mercantile model. But please continue.
So I think everybody gets the example there where we're talking about between a bribe and a financial contribution.
And now they've stolen trillions of dollars.
And they're going to keep doing it. And the purpose of this film is to bring all of these issues to light right now, because it is right at this moment when people can see the mask coming off of this monster that they will rise up and take action. It's not when they see their gun rights disappearing. It's not when they see their First Amendment rights disappearing. It's when they're affected by money, their pocketbooks. All right, so I think that this is a perfect opportunity for us to jump in there and get people motivated to take some action to make these changes that we're talking about.
Well, that's what Ron Paul keeps saying, and what I keep saying is that the bankers are going to use the crisis they've engineered on record to bring in even more power and control for themselves, as they're doing right now. So we are forced to point out they're the architects of all of this and hopefully use the crisis to kick them out of power instead of them getting more power. It's not like they're just going to get away with this. They are going for broke now because they know they've committed so many crimes already that this has got to be the mother of all corruptions. And so there's nothing they won't do. They are committed to their cause. They have pledged their names, their honor, their money, their treasure, their blood, their sweat, their souls on this.
Their lack of honor.
Absolutely. And then meanwhile, the public's drinking beer, still watching the football game, having no idea what we're in the clutches of, and thinking, politicians are trying to fix it, Marge. No, they're not trying to fix it. They are like cockroaches when they've been sprayed with poison, fornicating like they know their time is short. They are going maximum corrupt right now. And we're going to see more and more fireworks from here on out.
I don't think people understand what they've done with these bailouts. The $750,000 bailout, the very first one we passed, and then the second one, the $850 billion. Take that money and add that up, divide that by how many people in this country have a home mortgage, and you could pay off literally 90% of the home mortgages in this country. If they really wanted to put money back into the economy, give people an extra $1,000, $2,000 a month, they would have paid off their mortgage bills, not fed money into the banks that created the problem in the first place.
William, I totally agree with you. Continue describing what the film goes through. I mean, if somebody gets Life on the Edge of a Bubble, Blowing the American Dream, I mean, because it covers a whole bunch of different subjects, really a wide spectrum analysis of how this scam works.
Yeah, well, then towards the end, we do get into the Federal Reserve and we tell people how these things have connected. But really and truly, I don't want to give too much away in the film because this is unlike anything I've ever done before, where I typically will use horror. I will typically use scare tactics in a documentary to try and frighten people because I like horror movies and those are the kind of movies I like to make. All right. But this is I'm bowing out from that and trying to create something a little more comical. And this thing sets up certain situations and you think it's going in one direction. And when we get there, you realize that's not where we went.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Yeah. So, I hesitate to give away too many of the little secrets that are in there so that people will get a good, entertainment quality out of it when they watch it. But, The clips alone, we researched over 750 different film reels from 1900 to now, grabbing up commercials and grabbing up footage that applies. For instance, some of the public service announcements that were coming out in the 30s and the 40s for kids in school, talking about you shouldn't steal or talking about going to a party. The entire documentary, we refer to the bubble that we're talking about here as a party. That's what it is. Everybody was invited to the party. Once everybody got there, the banking corporations started spiking the punch, and then everybody got really happy and crazy and thought nobody could lose money. Housing prices will never go down. These are the lies that we bought into and believed, and of course they were totally false. If you look through history, every 20 years you find out it is false. And I can't believe that Alan Greenspan and some of these men in the positions that they're in can't look back over the last 200 years of our country's history and figure this out for themselves.
Well, they know what they're doing. I mean, it's all premeditated on record.
Yeah, well, sometimes I wonder if they're in as much control as they actually think that they are. I know that they're out there manipulating, and there's oftentimes that we can, draw a direct correlation to something that they've done and blame them for it. But I think a lot of times we get caught up in this and we don't realize how much of a part we play in it just by, letting Madison Avenue talk us into, through their advertising. For instance, going out and taking out an equity loan in our home to either fix it up or go buy another one to flip it later.
And so many people that got this money spent it on crap at Walmart, stuff that you don't even know what they bought with it.
Yeah, we're all guilty. I'm guilty. I mean, everybody's guilty.
I know. It's a consumer society. It's like grazing. That's why I probably only go to Target or Academy around here maybe once or twice a year, because I just load up the thing of T-shirts and fishing poles and ammo. And I mean, I'm like a little kid in a sporting goods place.
I'm
just like snatching things, and then I get it and stick it in the garage, and there's like a giant pile of ammo. And I mean, I guess it's important to have, but what am I going to do with all this? I don't even have time to go out and shoot it. But that's less frivolous than most people. I mean, the stuff people buy and fill their houses full of.
Yeah, you don't want to turn me loose in an academy because, like I said, Coleman lanterns and sleeping bags and all that stuff that they have in there, it just, fascinates me and makes me whip that credit card.
Are you kidding? Bow and arrows, BB guns. I have a small backyard. The neighbors are always looking over the fence at me, BB gunning and pellet gunning and bow and arrow back there. It's certainly a lot of fun. I was just in academy the other day because we lost all the arrows. My parents have 3 acres in town. I go over there and shoot them into the woods and end up losing them. But my kids are quite the little Robin Hoods.
Yeah, we were on our way in. It was all I could do to not stop at the academy. We don't have them in Missouri.
Oh, you saw Valhalla.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I'll be visiting Academy before I leave just to buy a little trinket and say I visited Academy while I was here. But
the only problem with Academy on the side issue is I bought one gun there. And I go in, and the manager comes down. He goes, "Oh, I'm a big fan. I saw you on the surveillance camera." And then he I bought the handgun, bought the ammo, and they said, "Oh, I'm going to give it to you once you get to your car." And he was, I think they were kind of scared of me, like I was going to grab the handgun and, you know, start like an old Western in a saloon or something. But hell, Walmart writes your name down when you buy ammo now, so you can't buy ammo at Walmart.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, well, they don't do it at Academy yet. But so what do you want at Academy?
I think I want a new Coleman Lantern.
They brought back the old-fashioned, pewter metal cap guns that are, like, heavy with a holster with the caps. And I'd say I got them for my son, but, you know, I've been playing with it.
We know.
The neighbors, I'm sorry. I'm having a little bit of fun. We need to get into the film when we get back and take some phone calls. Life on the edge of a bubble, blowing the American dream. And by the way, Academy, I just gave them one hell of an ad. One hell of a plug there. Yeah, I got to stay here tonight and work all night. I can't go home and get the bows and arrows out, though.
That sucks.
It does. I tell you, it's enjoyable sitting in the backyard and sit there and shoot the target.
Yeah, we used to live out in the country. We were about 25 miles outside city limits.
Tell me about it when we get back. Tell me about it. We're going to be...
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
Your calls coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I am Alex Jones, your host, and I'm glad you're here with us today. MHL, Eric, Chris, Brian, who disagrees will go to the head of the line. John and others, your calls are coming up. And the film is Life on the Edge of a Bubble. Now, I want to hear about the concentration camp film. You're here in town to interview me for this, and you're interviewing Representative Guest and others. Very, very exciting. Maybe I actually pulled my concentration camp files. I'd be happy to share them with you. I know you guys probably done more research than I have, but I have extensive files. You could probably go interview the state rep. There's also a city councilman in Oregon where the feds came in and showed them they were building a camp. So, and that was first in NBC locally there, and then we contacted them on the Oregon-Washington border, and we interviewed that guy. So there's actually a lot of folks I can put you on to dealing with FEMA camps. Because we need to counter Glenn Beck. And I saw in the trailer for the FEMA camp film that it looks like you're going to go after Glenn Beck.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to respond directly to Beck, and I guess that's why you're here. Do you want me to, like break that down?
Yeah, we're going to talk about all that.
Okay, well, I look forward to doing that and give you as much time as I can with the schedule, but I'd probably give you guys more than an hour than what I originally said because this is important. Let's right now talk about the film. Not the new film people can get right now, but the film coming out. When does this film come out?
We're probably be in production for about three and a half months. So about fall, right around in there, just right before Christmas.
October, November.
Yeah, as soon as possible. Honestly, you know, some of these projects take two years to put together. But
no, I know. I meant to already have another Obama film out about the whole banking agenda, and I just get stuck because there's so much evidence. I keep hoarding more and more.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to sort through this information, and I think this is going to be a this is going to be getting back to, I hate to say conspiracy, but this is going to be getting back to the roots of things that I like to cover. And, you know, these are some things that that you woke me up to, you know, 10 years ago listening to you on the radio. So these are things that I'm excited to actually expose to people now because we noticed, you know, there's really not any good documentaries out there on FEMA camps. Nobody's got the legislation. No one's presenting any guest like, you know, of your caliber being able to cohesively talk about these issues. And this is what we want to do is put together a documentary that explains all of this about FEMA camps, why they're being hidden from the American people, why the legislation is not out there in the media, it's why it's not being talked about, and see if we can't create some feedback and some hopefully tick some people off so that we can go take some political action.
Well, I'll tell you why I love this, William. It's great to be able to be in your film. Because Aaron Russo called me over and over again wanting for me to be in American Freedom to Fascism, and I was busy doing my other stuff and told him no. And I wish I'd have done it because it was such a prolific film. And I knew Aaron had liked him and promoted his film. I was just too busy. I've learned, though, it's better to be in somebody else's film because then you can do all the work, and I get to see the great, you know, end result and see it wake people up. So I'm very happy, and I actually had him pull all the files. I can just give you the full, you know, take, absolutely documenting FEMA camps today. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to be able to offer that to the listeners. So I'm honored that you wanted to include me in the film. Tell us how you woke up. You're saying you woke up from my show? Or?
Yeah, we've discussed this before.
I'd forgotten. I just found it interesting.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, 10 years ago approximately, I was a graphic designer designing CD covers and, you know, working with Ike and Tina Turner and some of these really old blues people. And during the day when I was sitting there designing the covers or producing or whatever, your program's what I was listening to, you know, just pull up the archives and listen to them on the computer. And I still think that that is, you know, a completely untapped resource. That there could be more people out there having their own independent media to help get the word out. But, you know, I don't think anybody's going to be able to compete with your, you know,
staff. Oh, no, I want them to. But but listen, that's the great part about all this, is another testament to somebody that I reached out to, that we woke up, and then think of the millions you've woken up. Any idea on the 5, 6, 7 films, I forget, Beyond Treason, all of it that you produced or you directed, how many millions you reached? I mean, it's
there's no way to ever know that.
Really. Some of your films have aired on TV all over the world.
Yeah. Life on the Edge of a Bubble, you can probably watch that in about 3-4 months on Free Speech TV. We have a screening coming up tonight at Brave New Books. Do you know the address?
It's just down at the start of the drag on Guadalupe Street.
Yeah, that'll be tonight at 8 p.m. at Brave New Books if you want to come out and watch it there. We won a film festival, the Indie Fest. I don't know when that's going to be yet, but we also have another screening coming up. It's a pretty big one in St. Louis next month. I'll try to get all the information and put it up on the website or something if people want to go.
Good. No, in fact, Paul Hartman was just telling me the address in my ear, but I couldn't hear it over you. So we'll come back and folks that address for the showing tonight. Life on the Edge of a Bubble. He took action. He got involved. He's reached tens of millions conservatively. You can too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hey, in the final segment, we got to drag another chair in here. You know, Gary Franchi, we're having great discussions during the break. Gary Franchi just told me I woke him up. I didn't know I woke the great Gary Franchi up as well. But I've described to my audience, and well, actually not the audience yet, the internal office, I feel like I'm Gizmo the Good Gremlin. And the problem is they put drops of water on my back and all these other media activists pop off. But very few of them turn out to be good. And I think you guys have turned out to be good. The problem is, you know, these little gremlins that pop off my back. Anybody seen gremlins? They put the water on them and more of them pop off. Then if you feed them after midnight, they really get bad, isn't it? And there's like probably 20 or 30 locals who moved down here who are like bad gremlins. And we have to even hide out from them or they'll come over here and cause problems. And they get in, I mean, literally, gremlins is the way to describe them. So I am the good Gizmo, and I, Franchi is a good little creature, and so is William Lewis. No. I mean, you know, for me, it is a great feeling, though, to know I have reached hundreds of millions of people. Hundreds of millions of people have seen my films, seen my clips, seen my material, and it's all coming to an end as they openly announce. I had two or three mainstream articles today where they said, no, we're going to shut down freedom on the web, and so is Europe, and we're going to ban all this anti-government stuff. And now they're trying to pass hate laws and trying to pass the Cyberbullying Act, where if you hurt someone's feelings, you're arrested, and Hannah Montana, the character, and Cyrus, the real girl, is promoting it. And so, I mean, it's really happening, and I don't think they can let us be out there very much longer. That's why I'm trying to make more films, promote more films, be in other people's films. But I'll tell you this. I've told the Wall Street Journal and a bunch of other big newspapers no to interviews this last week. And they freak out and they go, don't you want to be in the Wall Street Journal? Don't you want to be in Time Magazine? And I'm like, no, I don't want to have a hit piece and have you here in my office. But I do want to have you guys here because you are what matters. It doesn't mean anything to be in some twisted article, just have my name in it. I don't care about that. I care about reaching the people through your film. But you were making some points as we went to break there. What was the other point about the amount of change you've seen in the world, the things you've done, which is another testament to other people out there being leaders. That's why the establishment attacks me so much and tries to discredit me or says I'm the government or I'm bad or I'm a Knight of Malta and I'm not even Catholic and all this stuff, is because they want to divide us all and make us all feel weak and then make you feel like I'm not for real, so you can't believe that you're for real, and so you can't believe that you're actually going to be able to affect change and go out there and do great things. But, you know, I tell you, Gary Franchi's for real. I've seen the fruits of his work, and I've seen the fruits of your work, not out infighting, not stirring up trouble, producing good films, reaching people. That is what the establishment is scared to death of. So I salute you both.
Thank you. And there's nothing I hate worse than politics, maybe office politics. But I know we had some discussions about individuals in the truth movement who may not be who they say they are, but you definitely are, and we're very honored to be here and have you in this film.
Well, I mean, it's not even that a lot of people out there are government operatives. Society is collapsing. Are you noticing how much cheating and lying and stealing and stuff is going on these days?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, society is in free fall. And that's why we're here to warn good people to get ready and to deal with it and for good people not to give the scum any slack anymore. I don't care if it's a corrupt cop or a corrupt neighbor or a corrupt boss or a corrupt employee. It's time to stop being wimps. It's time to get tough and get serious and get focused, because this is a real world. You know, this isn't touch football we're playing out here. And the New World Order is coming in big time. I want to go to calls, but I wanted to bring this up to you. And I want to make sure in the interview we cover this, because amazing things are happening. The news comes out and says the Federal Reserve is going to get all this new power. And then you read the new power, it says to take over any government, any agency, any corporation they want, just like they've grabbed Chrysler and GM and the banks. And they're going to micromanage every facet of our lives. And the New York Times reports separately that they're hiring criminals to join the Obama Enviro Brigades. But the New York Times says that's a good idea. This is a new form of government is now being born. We have the private Federal Reserve coming in and now openly becoming the government. They were always there manipulating it and steering it. But now the Federal Reserve, as a regional governorship of this new Bank of the World, is openly becoming the new public dictatorial power over everything public and private. I mean, this is unspeakably huge, what's being announced, and they're announcing it like it's no big deal. Your comments on that?
Well, that's because we've been acclimated. We would frown and immediately jump up out of our seats and scream bloody murder when we heard some of these things that were going on in our own government. Now it's just commonplace. You can't turn on the news, radio, or anything and hear anything but manipulation these days. So we're acclimated to it. They've got us exactly where they want us, and that's our job to go out there and wake up the people, the other 99% who are out there who don't know what's going on.
Absolutely, and I want to encourage listeners again one more time to go to InfoWars.com, the secure online video bookstore shopping cart. We only carry the very best films. That's why we carry William Lewis's great films, Life on the Edge of a Bubble, Blowing the American Dream, and it's just such an important film. Life on the Edge of a Bubble is a heart-pounding amusement park ride through the never-ending sequence of intoxicating manias and inflation bubbles, culminating in devastating panics and crashes since the inception of the American experiment. Although we rarely consider our financial system an experiment, changes in the monetary games we have played undermine the integrity of the political system. Almost every 20 years since our nation's inception, each generation finds itself living on the edge of a bubble. Rising prices of real estate, stocks and bonds and commodities lure us to borrow our way to prosperity. However, our current crisis is not unique. Right along as we uncover the real invisible hand operating this roller coaster, tempting us with hope as we climb the ladder of the American dream, seeming place within our grasp, only to plunge helpless as we watch it disappear beneath the tidal waves of toxic debt. Is there hope that we can end this perpetual cycle and in doing so secure the blessings of liberty and promotion of the general welfare for everyone? And it is a credit bubble, financial crisis, panic, bailout. It goes on and on. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and roll part of the trailer. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the trailer for Life on the Edge of a Bubble. You give $1,000 to an empire right before he calls the play. What do you call that? A bribe. You give $1,000 to a judge right before he renders a verdict. What do you call that? A bribe. You give $1,000 to a politician right before he votes on your bill. What do you call that? A campaign contribution.
Is this the United States Congress or the Board of Directors of Goldman Sachs?
The plan we have before us today, the rescue plan, is vastly different from the original one sent to us by the administration. Today it's about protecting Main Street, not Wall Street.
They're going to pay out $18 billion in bonuses.
It's about protecting the American taxpayer, not CEO salaries.
They paid an average of $2.6 million to every executive at the first 116 banks that got taxpayer money under TARP.
Live on the edge of the bubble.com. You can also get it there, or as I said, at InfoWars.com. Very, very exciting. Is there a way to watch the film online yet, or is it just on DVD?
Nope, just on DVD. Typically, we don't like to stream the movies when they first come out because we haven't even gotten them at the festivals yet. I want to see it in a big screen.
No, I understand. They won't even let you in the festivals or then on TV and things if you put it on the web first. That's why I forego being able to put it on TV, forego all that money and stuff, which is probably stupid, because I just like to release it instantly for free and hammer the enemy. But I don't disagree with what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we didn't protect the disc. It's not copy protected. So people, when you get a copy, can make their own copies and give them to friends and family. We just don't want them selling them.
But still, folks don't even appreciate that. I mean, we've got to make some seed money here. I mean, I can have 15 million views of the Obama deception and only sell 10,000 of them. I need to sell these to make the money to make more films.
Oh, exactly. And this is the argument that we get all the time is, if you really believe in the cause or if you're really doing what you say you're doing, then you're going to give this film away for free. And it's like, well, the film cost me a lot of money to make. How can I give it away for free? And how can I make the next one?
Well, I mean, here's an example, the Aaron Russo thing. Listeners kept asking me to make an Aaron Russo deal off the free video we put out. I went and interviewed him, put it out for free. That wasn't enough. And then we took about a week and a half, slapped it together, put it out with some updates and some video clips, kind of a nice memorial for him. People are like, how dare you sell it when it's free on the web? And my thing is, we've sold so few copies, the few thousand DVDs I've got, I'm just going to do a deal where they're free when you get the Obama deception or something just to get it out. I thought it was a nice thing to do. But that's why we have the money bomb, and people that have brains and have businesses and know how much this costs donated so I can make more films. I'm going to try to double what I do in the next year. That means I'm not going to see my family much, but we don't know if in a year we're going to even be allowed to be on the web anymore. It may be 6 months. I mean, they're openly saying in the New York Times they're going to restrict our free speech. So people need to support you financially. They need to support us financially. And they do that by getting Life on the Edge of a Bubble, blowing the American dream. But also you get a great film, and you support alternative media. You support independent media. You grow a new voice. When you just sit there and watch NBC or ABC or Fox and then buy the stuff from their sponsors, you're supporting the enemy. But see, that's a government psyop to say, no one's allowed to write a book or make a film but us. And then most of it, they use our taxpayer money to do. You know, this is a free will thing. So I'm not buffaloed. I'm not ashamed to ask for donations at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I'm not ashamed to say, buy the video. Because used to I let people buffalo me. No, I'm not going to be buffaloed. We're going to expand what we're doing. We're going to wage war against the New World Order and the Info War.
Ditto.
Ditto to that, baby. Absolutely. I'm proud of the work we've done. I'm proud of what we developed and what we've done. Hey, you think we should play the FEMA camp film trailer?
Go for it.
I saw it on YouTube. What's the best place to get it? The trailer?
CampFEMA.com.
Yeah, CampFEMA.com. Pull that up. It's got a dramatic intro. Is that going to be in the film with the thought police guy?
I want to try and work that in there. You know, this is was that your cousin or niece?
That was my niece, actually.
Niece, yeah.
Oh, is that Lord Franchi dressed up in the
We can't reveal who the agent is, Alex.
Yeah, that was actually a real CIA agent, so we don't want to tell who that is. But yeah, we're going to try to incorporate all the.
And you notice they're reading the Resistance Manifesto, also available at Infowars.com. Got to fund Mark Dice somehow. You know, that poor guy prints his books on demand. I'm telling him he needs to just print up a couple thousand.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Yeah, exactly. He can't afford to do it outside of that, so he can then do this full time. We'd have Mark Dice full time. Mark Dice, we need to get him off the launch pad so he can do this full time. See, because I like that. I like getting everybody doing it full time. But then I learned, though, the little gizmo has these things falling off of him. A lot of times they turn back and bite him. But Mark Dice hasn't done that yet. He hasn't turned into a stripe yet.
Well, obviously, you weren't eating after midnight.
Folks, if you haven't seen Gremlins, you have no idea what I'm talking about. All right, I'm out of control. Do we have the next video? And I'm going to go to some calls, I promise. That CampFEMA.com? Yeah. Here it is. Play it. For the radio audience, there's a guy in a black uniform, a Gestapo agent, beating on her door. A young lady puts the Evil Resistance Manifesto, Mark Dice, under the bed, under the couch, opens the door, he tasers her. He wants to find out. He's Thought Crime Division. They're openly setting up the Thought Crime Division, saying they're going to arrest you. They're calling for it on ABC News, CBS, to arrest anyone they think might criticize the government.
Don't worry, it's freedom.
And I love this cut where you shoot across the map and it's all green on black. Coming this fall, Camp FEMA. And then it cuts to Glenn Beck.
I'm doing a story tonight that I wanted to debunk these FEMA camps. I'm tired of hearing. You know about them?
Sure.
I'm tired
from
of hearing.
From the producer, Gary French, of RetroitRepublic.com, Greg William Lewis, PatrickMacWashington.com.
I can't debunk them.
Yeah, that was him setting it. Did you hear me call? You know what we ought to get? We ought to get you the TV show from March, where I did a whole 2 hours saying this is what Glenn Beck's going to do. He's going to go show the train station that we've known has been fake since 96, Linda Thompson. And I laid out everything he'd do, and I predicted. I said, you watch, he's going to debunk it. And everybody said, how dare you say he's going to debunk it? He says he believes it's real. I know he's CIA. And I even have sources. But the issue is that I mean, did you? Well, you're.
I saw it before I came up here. In fact, I watched about 9 hours of police state videos to research before I came to talk to you. And, you know, I did that all in one day, and it just brought back all these emotions that I, you know, I had when I saw these films.
No, but to be specific, no, I understand, but to be specific, though, did you know I did a whole two-hour show exposing what Beck was going to do? And people said, how do you know he's going to say they don't exist? How do you, I know his mind, but go ahead.
Yeah, if you want to get us some footage of that, we'll definitely incorporate it.
Yeah, what date was that? I did the FEMA camp special. And it was like 2 hours on air, and I know I did it live on PrisonPlanet.tv. I know it's on YouTube, but absolutely, I'd be more than happy. Guys, it'll never happen if we don't do it. Will somebody dig out that date? Because I know I said record it, because we're going to put it on one of the monthly best-ofs. And it's not about me up here tooting my horn. If you can find the date for us, we'll get it. It's not about me tooting my horn. It's about we really know what we're talking about. Anyways, what do you think of Glenn Beck?
Me personally?
Mm-hmm. Great American?
Hardly. You know, I
CFR show?
Glenn Beck.
CFR doesn't exist, Gary.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, I didn't. I thought it did. Is that a conspiracy?
Yep. Conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Glenn Beck is no different than anybody else out there. He's working with two different motives, one that he allows you to see and the other one that he doesn't, and you got to see that firsthand when he covered FEMA camps, and you called it dead right on what he was going to say. So there's nothing to say about Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck exposes himself for what he is.
Simple. Well, I knew how they operated. The only thing I didn't foresee was that it'd be Popular Mechanics doing it, but it's that straw man model. So I thought, what has been proven to not be camps? And I said, well, that camp down in Louisiana is really for NATO troops to train for a camp in Europe. I would, if I was going to debunk, I'd do that and the railway Amtrak station. And but that wasn't just my prediction being right on that. I said he was going to come out and say it wasn't real. That was the big prediction. With everybody going, up the back, Fox News finally cares. They were doing that to get people's confidence.
Yeah, you know, Gary actually went out and shot at the Beech Grove facility and came back and said, William, it's not a FEMA camp. I mean, we've known from the very beginning that, you know, that this was definitely not what people were saying it was on the internet. But that's the whole thing. You know, we've got about 150 different sites to go look at and try and determine which one is and which one didn't. But you know what? It doesn't really make any difference because the legislation is in place and any one of those facilities overnight can be turned into a FEMA camp.
Well, they also don't put a big FEMA camp sign. They have designated facilities, like where you got them dead to rights, is these emergency overflow centers they build on old, like Pier 57. That was a FEMA camp. And the feds paid for that, and Bechtel and all them were involved. And out here at the old Robert Mueller Airport, that's the 747 hangar with the facility in it. All right, we'll try to jam a few calls in here on the other side. But yeah, no, it's places with barbed wire that are designated. Well, here's the big enchilada. During the dark winter drills and the top off 1 and 2, they practice putting people in the sports stadium. Those are your FEMA camps. Your city paid for sports stadium is your FEMA camp. So see, they're hidden in plain view, and that's what you need to put in your film.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
the Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You know what? Since Gary Franchi's here, we're just going to have him in studio for an hour tomorrow with William Lewis riding shotguns. An hour with me babbling and stuff isn't enough time. So MHL, Eric, Chris, Brian, John, others, call back tomorrow, and you'll go to the head of the line. We'll keep this list here, and you'll go to the head of the line. Because I got a few sponsors here at the end, plus some closing comments from these guys that I wanted to be able to tell everybody about. One of them is a Cola Blue. ColaBlue.com, ColaBlue.com. A Cola Blue, ladies and gentlemen, is the name in atmospheric water generation. And it grabs the water out of the air, out of the atmosphere, and puts it through seven filters, including reverse osmosis, a carbon filter, and a UV antifungal antibacterial light, and four other filters we don't have time to tell you about. Find out more at ColaBlue.com, 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 or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Just an amazing system. The water passes through an activated carbon filter, the silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter stored in an illuminated tank. Just a great system, ColaBlue.com. And last but not least today, Max the Little Orange Gorilla up at InfoWars.com. You'll want to link through to Max, our friend, because it's a free service, absolutely free. You can find a realtor in your area. You can enter in your address or a house you're looking at address and see what realtors on their inside computers, basically it's the same service, what they're seeing the real value in the market is of your home. They have a home sale maximizer that's free as well. It's all free at HomeGain.com. And you can see what the most inexpensive improvements are that give you the maximum sales increase. And in this imploding market, it's more important than ever to do little things like that. So HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com today. And thanks to our sponsors, they make the show possible. I didn't get to this today. I really screwed up, and it's a big report that the guys have up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Sucker and succotash. We called the professor this morning, but he knew who we were and didn't want to come on. Rutgers professor warns geoengineering could create disastrous global famine. Now, they're already geoengineering, and they say, oh, we've been doing tests, but if we go widespread with this, it could cause all sorts of disasters. Well, of course, they claim they want to spray these barium salts and aluminum dioxide to cool the earth, but all the climatologists we've talked to that say they knew they were doing this years ago because they're climatologists, the plane, I mean, that's a real photo of a plane flying and spraying. The artist just added skulls in the background. I think it's a more powerful photo without the skulls, but regardless, it makes the point. Here's the Wall Street Journal. It's time to cool the planet. Cutting greenhouse gases is no longer enough to deal with global warming. And it goes on. He argues that we also have something more direct. And they go into how they've got a terraform. Folks, we've exposed they're doing this now. They just admit they're doing it, but to save us. So I'll cover that first thing tomorrow on the show, and you guys will be back here with us again tomorrow for another visit. But anything else you'd like to say, William Lewis?
No, we're just thrilled to be here. Happy to have you inviting us back, and we're going to put you in this FEMA documentary, and I think we're going to wake up some people. So that's the whole point.
Absolutely. And again, I apologize for not getting to more of the calls this hour. I will do that tomorrow. Jason Burmis is back live tonight, 9 to midnight, at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and, of course, on the Genesis Network. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. It's always Lord willing. I could die in a car wreck today. So could you. So think about what's important in life and don't sweat the small stuff. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. To all the sponsors, to all the affiliates, to all you, the great listeners, spreading the word. We are having a big effect against this tyranny. We have a chance to beat it if we stand up and get together and say no and point out tyranny for what it is. And big reports coming up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com dealing with the Federal Reserve to be given sweeping new powers to run every industry, to control every facet of America. That ties into continuity of government, the executive orders, the FEMA camps, everything else. And that ties into this film, Life on the Edge of a Bubble. Get it at InfoWars.com. Great job, crew. God bless you all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.